been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio about to begin from the perspective of the folks that are on with the DJV program. That is me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keelan. We add our weekly overview to thoughts that others have had on the information coming from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of July 20th to the 24th, stories, people, there are 10 on each list, and we'll try with the time that we have to go through as much of it. I guess that number 10, I'm taking a deep breath here because I don't know how much time to spend on Kanye West, but that's number 10, his disorder and what people are saying about it, what he has brought about on his own in terms of attention being paid to him, getting a divorce apparently from his wife.
Well, we don't know that yet. He said he's been trying to get divorced.
Yeah, but the rumor he has been.
He said in one of his tweets that he's been trying to divorce her for 2 years, but I don't think that that's true. Since just, you know, a couple weeks ago, they were together and he was posting pictures of the family, so I don't know.
What does it mean he's been trying to? If you
exactly.
want to get divorced, you go to a
right.
lawyer and
exactly.
you get a divorce. So what does that mean?
Exactly.
Although there was some report, I think it was Us Weekly or one of the gossipy magazines that said that they've been having some marital problems for a while and that she's been staying in it because of the kids. They have four
yeah.
kids together.
Hmm.
So,
but isn't it, the reality is, isn't it a shame that this sort of thing gets so out of control that it ruins the relationship that arguably ought to be the most important in your life?
Well, if he refuses treatment, then what
right.
else can they do?
Well, he brings it on himself. That's the point I'm making. You have choices to make when it comes to things like this. And if you choose not to do anything about it for whatever the reason, then you suffer the consequences as much as anything else. Is it the most important thing of the week? No, but it is at number 10 on the story list at Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can see these lists published every week at talkers.com. Number 9... the social media conspiracy theories that are floating around. I don't know that this is new. I would have thought that conspiracy theories could be in the top 10 almost every week, right?
Always. I haven't heard. What are the latest
ones? What's the latest?
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, look at the Chinese recently.
And what they're doing to their own people. I mean, there's a lot of that stuff.
I don't think those are conspiracy theories. Those are just facts.
Well,
I don't know.
The Chinese would have you believe that they are. Going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Major League Baseball, Dr. Fauci throwing out the first pitch, et cetera, et cetera. Sports in general, sports talk radio sort of getting a bit of a revival because there's finally something that I don't use that word lightly, Victoria, as you know. But finally, there are some Major League Baseball games, a lot of activity actually this week. Football, Rehearsals, is that right? No, practice.
Oh, boy.
Exhibition.
Rehearsal is for wrestling. Practice is for football.
No, it's not. Rehearsal's for a play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and wrestling's not a play? Please.
No, it's a real sport. Leave it alone.
Oh, right, of course. This thing. How did I miss that? And so there's that. I don't know. Is there anything to add to that, ladies? You feel like throwing something?
Well, I think the big story was about what Major League Baseball was going to do to handle the Black Lives Matter pressure and whether or not they were going to do something. And they did. The teams all did a tribute to Black Lives Matter before. And then, but he was really watching to see who would take a knee during the national anthem. And both the Yankees, I think the Yankees and the Nationals all stood for the national anthem. The Giants, who have been at the center of this, many of them, I think about five of them, including their manager, knelt down before the opening day festivities. And then I was just disappointed to see Mookie Betts, who's a brand new Dodger from Boston. They stole him away from the Red Sox. Your Red Sox. He took a knee during the national anthem.
What? So what? I say so what. So what does that get you? People get that folks are upset about what's going on. But at this point, does the knee make a difference? Does taking the so-called make a difference?
Here's what bothers me, and he has the right to do it. It's not that I, you know, believe me, I believe people have the right to protest, but I also have the right to respond, right? If I think that it's bad. And so, and I do. I think a lot of people have died for this country of all colors, and I think kneeling down is just, it's not respectful, especially when you just had a 10-minute tribute to the Black Lives Matter movement before that, when everybody did take a knee and stood in solidarity with the movement. So, I don't know. I think what bothers me is that someone, let's just take the Mookie Betts example because I'm a Dodger fan and he was the only Dodger to kneel. He just signed a $365 million deal for 12 years. And so he is someone who has benefited from the way this country is set up. And so I think a far better and more meaningful protest would be one where he would donate some of his salary, or he would do something that would actually directly impact his communities instead of taking a knee in front of
he hasn't done that? So many people actually don't do it for publicity. They do anonymously donate to things. We don't know.
You know what? I hope that he does.
I have no horse in this race. Mm-hmm. But
if you really want to make that, if you really want to be meaning, if you really want meaningful change in a community and you're in a position of the power that he is in, he just signed a deal. That was one of the big sports stories this week. 12 years and $365 million. Well, then there you go. You have a vehicle for it now. And I don't know. It just, that to me, there should be places where we don't have to feel divided. Other than our teams,
let me get this straight: $30 million a year in this case
over.
To play 60
mm-hmm.
games.
Well, that's next year
$500,000 a game.
Not bad work, huh?
It's nice work if you can get it. At number 7 on the countdown list, our relationship with China, which is crumbling. The cybersecurity issues of the week: the Chinese hackers who have been charged with theft of trade secrets. We're also looking for other things, Victoria. It looks like there's an 11-count indictment against. Why only two? There must be hundreds of these people, if not thousands of them.
Yeah, but
maybe they aren't
that,
in our country, but
well, they're everywhere. But the two that they were able to fit. Look, it's no small feat to identify two of these hackers. So this is they've been following them for 10 years. And so this is nothing it's not easy to do. So the fact that they were able to find them, they know where they are, and to release their names and their ages, I think that's pretty huge.
But it's a
drop in the bucket, but still it's a start.
So where do we go with all of this? Where should we be going as American citizens? What we think about, you know, people actually are teasing me. Some people make fun of me. I talked on the air about my buying a new refrigerator, making sure it wasn't from China, things like that. And people say, oh, why do you bother? After all of this, you're going to ask me, why would I bother? To me, it's un-American to look at what the Chinese government has done, not only to our country, but we brought it on ourselves by falling into the trap of wanting to get cheap, cheap, cheap. Everything's got to be cheap. So let's go make it in China and then, you know, we'll make more money, yada, yada. Okay, so that's great. But at the end of the day, we're getting it in the shorts. And so it was pretty much the rest of the world. So at what point do you sign out of this? Do you leave this deal? And as I've said 100 times, if I said it once in the past 3 or 4 months, the crickets are very busy in Washington when it comes to looking at members of Congress or the Senate at providing respite for American companies that need to be incentivized to come back here. Nothing. There's nothing being done that I can see, correct me if I'm wrong, to get at the Chinese government, to put them into place, maybe Trump throwing the Chinese out of the Houston consulate and maybe out of the San Francisco consulate, and now the Chinese are going to do nah, we're going to throw you out of one of our consulates. So this is maybe the beginning of the Cold War with China. Who knows? But to let these people get away with what they've been getting away with, or to contribute or actually make it happen, which is what we've done, nobody seems to be waking up to this.
Funny. I don't know if it's possible to have a Cold War with China. We can't just close our eyes and pretend they don't exist anymore. We become so dependent on them.
Are we going to stay dependent on them? Are we going to stay?
A Cold War would involve us just kind of ignoring them. We'll stay in our lane. You stay in your lane. But you know what? That's not possible with this government.
It's not
possible at all. And by the way, President Xi doesn't want it to be possible. He's made it very clear that he wants China to be the ultimate supreme and superpower on the planet. Yeah. And so,
but we're at the point now where, like, if like Jen's right, if we can't just say, okay, we're just going to ignore China, because if you do a mental visual exercise and you go to any of your favorite stores, go to Target, Walmart, wherever you want to go, Bed Bath and Beyond, take away every single product off those shelves that's made in China, you're going to have empty stores.
This is
a 40, 50 year supply chain that's been happening. This cannot be reversed overnight. This is something we've got.
But we can at least make an effort at it, Victoria.
We have to make an effort. And in some sectors, we are. In the tech sector, I think that they really are making that, the first chipset.
Well, because the damn Chinese are listening to everything that we do. Their potential.
Those
Chinese
phones.
If
you buy a Vizio, forget the phones. Buy a Vizio TV. It's the number one most popular brand in America. It's the Costco brand, and they have actually proven that the Chinese government that those TVs are spying on you. They can listen to you in your own home. So if you have a Vizio, you might want to leave it unplugged unless you're watching it.
Yeah, you might want to throw it out. All right, so we are considering the top stories of the week in our overview, the Talk Radio Review, at 17 past the hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Shingles is a viral infection that causes a painful, blistery rash. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost one of every three people in the U.S. will develop shingles in their lifetime.
When people get chickenpox, the infection doesn't actually go away. The virus sort of stays in the nerves for the rest of your life.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Pratish Tosh explains that as you get older, your immune system, which has kept that virus at bay, weakens and the virus reactivates. The result is a very painful rash. About one in five people who contract shingles can have long-term pain issues.
And so the recommendation really right now is for everyone over age 50 to get the new vaccine, which is much better than the old one and really efficacious.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our nine new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and four huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for four with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and two large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed three to four, so try all nine. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, the companion hour to the actual Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The three of us are members of the DJV show, a gang of broadcasters that is heard around the country every weekday. The charts for the week published at Talkers.com. The folks at Talkers Magazine do the research, listen to a lot of talk radio programs, talk with a lot of hosts and management folks to come up with a list. At number six, the presidential race and what's gone on here this past week. The announcement that the convention for the Republicans basically won't be as big time as many thought. The Democrats doing pretty much the same thing, right? I noticed some swipes this week by both sides. Biden taking a swipe at Trump, Trump taking a swipe. What I thought most interesting is what Mitt Romney said this week about the race. A lot of the Lynn Cheney, who are the other big Republicans that are off the Trump bandwagon, Jennifer? I'm trying to remember
Lynn
who
Cheney's was. Not off. The controversy with Lynn Cheney is that she's not off the Trump bandwagon. She's like the number three of Republicans in the House, right behind Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy. It's that some of the Republicans like Matt Gaetz and others feel that she is not actually fully set behind the Trump agenda, and so they've been calling her out. She hasn't outwardly said that she's, you know, getting off the bandwagon, she's not going to vote for him. They just don't think she's being active enough.
But Mitt Romney has said he's not going to vote for him.
Oh yeah, Romney's Mitt Romney is off the bandwagon 100%.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Although I don't know that he's actually endorsed Joe Biden and said he's going to vote for him. He just always is a critic of Trump.
Right. But remember when Trump was elected and he had that long meeting with Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney was very critical of him during the election 2016. And then they got together at Trump's golf course for a meeting.
And Trump was going to make him Secretary of State. Remember?
Yeah.
They were taught. And then all of a sudden Mitt Romney was talking about how great Trump was. And then when Trump went with someone else, when he went with Rex Tillerson, then it all started up again.
All right. So then perhaps the important part of this is the continuing focus on who will be Joe Biden's running mate. Interesting that Elizabeth Warren apparently has had a lot of influence with Joe Biden on the platform. But
he signed this treaty thing that they're calling it with Bernie Sanders. He's got AOC who's working on his energy plans, and Elizabeth Warren has been a policy advisor. And so I think had he not kind of painted himself into a corner where he's going to need to pick a woman of color, I think Elizabeth Warren would have been his pick. But now she would bring a lot of energy probably to his ticket, because there's a lot of people who are going to vote for her that would have not voted for Joe Biden. So
yeah, it's true.
Now,
a lot of women.
I think that, you know, he's done it. I think where we are right now, where the party is right now, he isn't committed to a woman of color. He's committed to a woman. But I would say if the times were not what they were, Elizabeth Warren would be a shoo-in. Now it probably looks more like someone like Kamala Harris. But I think if you look at the pool of people that Joe Biden could have picked that did bring something, it would have been Amy Klobuchar or it would have been Elizabeth Warren. Amy Klobuchar has already taken herself out because she wants a woman of color, and really she just wanted to give it to Elizabeth Warren. Because by withdrawing herself and saying Biden should pick someone of color, then she
Amy Klobuchar was a non-starter once her record came out. That was with prosecution. She was a non-starter.
I think they are too. Val Demings would be a great choice.
It's an opportunity. She was the police. Doug, if you don't know, she was the police chief in Orlando.
Yeah, I knew that.
And so,
and the people who are out there on the streets saying to defund the police and the police are evil and Hitler, they're not going to like her.
Well, I get that. But what I'm saying is, as a member of the party, I think that the people who would dismiss her are being very short-sighted. It's an opportunity to have someone who has had on-the-job, real-life experience, and someone who can actually say, this is maybe the right path to reforming the police and making the police better. She's a black woman from Florida. I think that, I don't know, I think she would be a very solid pick, and I think that's a missed opportunity, and I think it's being very short-sighted.
Next. Number five, a focus on Black Lives Matter.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. Our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio continues. I'm Doug Steffen with colleague Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, here to go through the charts. We've done half, and that would be appropriate because we're halfway through the hour. So number five is a focus on the protests and the agents that debate about what went on in Portland as it connects to Black Lives Matter. So is there anything that has changed during the course of the week since all this began, ladies?
Well, I think everything's been developing. Certainly in Portland, the mayor got tear gassed by agents for being out on the street with really people who were out there riding. The riders turned on him. They were trying to beat him up. He had a pretty bad week, I think, and they've actually classified now what's going on in Portland as official riots in Chicago.
Let me ask you this question about whether or not the people – the federal police or whatever they are in Oregon's largest city have avoided scrutiny. Is this supposed to be going on? That's the debate, it seems to me, whether this sort of thing should be happening in any American city.
I don't know what you mean, I guess. What,
it, I mean,
it be going on
how is it, under what rule or law or allowable circumstance do we send, we're supposedly not supposed to have military presence in our cities, can't use the military. So what, then this is this just a change in uniform as far as I'm concerned? This is the military in our country going into an area, whether you think they're out of control or they aren't out of control. This is a local,
these are federal,
if you believe in home rule,
agents.
What are they doing there?
What are
Why
they
are
doing
they there?
There?
Yeah.
They're protected. Well, a couple of things. First,
did somebody
of all,
call
right
and
to,
say, please
they
send?
They have the right to be there because
no.
of the Insurrection Act,
no.
number one. Number two, the federal government has a right to defend federal property. And what these guys are doing, standing inside in front of a federal courthouse protecting a federal piece of property. And that's because these people who are there and rioting are trying to knock down that building and take it over. So do I think the federal government has a right to be there? Yes. Do I think that the reason the people that are out there on the streets right now are there because of a failure of leadership in their cities? Yes. I think those things are all true. And, yes, I do believe that the federal government has a right to protect
I think you're onto something. Yeah, I think we have a failure of leadership across the board, whether it's locally. I can cite my community as an example of horrible, horrible leadership across many of the states. Same thing. The people who get elected to office have no business being there. They're not managers. They're politicians. And you go on the federal level, pretty much the same thing. These people that are politicians try to get involved in management. They don't understand how the system works. And in this, there's so much gray area here. I understand what you're saying about protecting federal buildings and federal property. I get it and would agree with that. Those need to be, those properties need to be protected. But it seems to me, as in too frequently the case, that they go too far. They push too hard and then they create a situation that's worse than what there was to begin with. There's a modicum of moderation that's required, it seems to me, here. And it's not being exercised well. Is the mayor of Portland a doofus? Absolutely. I don't know much about the governor of Oregon, but I'm not impressed with the governor of Portland. I mean, with the mayor of Portland at all. And that's the thing. So many, I mean, look at California. There's idiots that run California. The mayor is worse than a dunderhead. And, I mean, you go across the country and you see how whatever is going on with us, the weakening of leadership, the weakening of the power structure, the organization, if you will, because these people, again, I call in my own community of Framingham, Massachusetts. This woman doesn't know anything about running an administrative office, which is what the mayor is supposed to do. Nothing. And that has been replicated across the country, here, there, and everywhere. So, you know, I mean, it's no surprise that we have these frustrations because we don't have the police. That's one of the reasons that there's a move to, even though it's kind of ignorant to want to, quote unquote, defund the police, reorganizing is the word, and prioritizing the various jobs that they have or what they shouldn't be doing, those sorts of things. But as usual, the news media gets a hold of stuff. And people who are ignoramus says, oh, I got to defund the police. What are you, nuts? You defund the police. Where then is the protection for people who need it? When you need to call the police because somebody's breaking into your home, oh, we're going to defund the police. So the guy's going to come in and break into your home and steal everything there and shoot you. And there's no police around. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. The ignorance that has come from the lack of proper education teaching people how to think, not what to think. I mean, it all plays in. I'm on a toot now, and I'm going to get off. But I'm just sick of it, frankly. I'm just sick of us spending so much money and time and falling prey to these people. But it's our own fault. You know, we allow ourselves to be schnookered by some campaign slogan or something like that. It's just, it's not healthy, I don't think. Comments, ladies?
Well, I think, I don't know. I think you know where I stand on all of this. So maybe Victoria, or, you know,
The audience may not know where you stand. Remember, we have a different audience.
Well, I think I just said, I think that I solidly stand in the position that the federal government should defend federal buildings. And I believe in federalism. But these local governments are so inept, and they allow people to get out of control. They allow movements that should be peaceful and organic to go absolutely haywire, officers are now, there are three federal agents now who have been blinded by protesters this week. That are going to be permanently without sight. It's just unbelievable. This is
okay,
not
but
peaceful.
How many people,
it is violent.
Right, but there are a lot of peaceful protesters, and it's been caught on film, who have been shoved into the back of an unmarked car, and they weren't doing anything wrong. And how about that guy, Doug, you were talking about him earlier on this week on the DJV show, the guy who was, I think he was a World War II veteran, he was there observing it and ended up getting punched and kicked or whatever.
Yeah.
So this is happening on both sides.
A lot of journalists
have
been
realistic.
The question that I have is, if you are a person who is who's watching all of this, if you're in this area where people are throwing frozen water bottles at the heads of police, go home, because the truth is you're going to get hurt. It's unfortunate that we have to say this, but I wouldn't be out there. I don't think any of us would be out there watching this because it's a bad scene. So go home, because people are getting hurt. You're right, Victoria. People are getting caught up in this.
Well, it's a pretty black, much of a black eye here. It's not a kind of a bleak day in America when this stuff is going on, but we need change. And people, we've gone way beyond the point of having acceptable government and the machine politics that has been around off and on. Go back to the Teapot Dome scandal. You can go back further than that to some of the really weak, horrible leadership we've had as we lean too much on politics and not enough on experience and acumen to lead. Number four this week, the economy stimulus package. Is everybody going to get another $1,200 check? I think that's what Nancy Pelosi wants, isn't it?
Yep. That's what you're going to get, and that's all you're going to get, because they're not going to take away the payroll tax anymore, because no one would agree to it, including Republicans. Democrats, they weren't going to agree to it. I think it's so silly. People are being so short-sighted. They're going to get their $1,200 check, and then they're going to be paying their taxes for the rest of the year. Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Steve Mnuchin said that it would take a lot longer to enact a tax change, so that in the immediate, I understand why Mitch McConnell, and I never agree with Mitch McConnell, but I understand why I think in the future that's something that a payroll tax should be definitely looked at. But I think he meant right now, in order to get money in people's hands by next week or by 2 weeks in August, it's not going to happen through a payroll tax.
What does $1,200 do for
just
me?
Just another spineless
not much.
But yeah. Republicans are so disgusting right now. I mean, seriously, you never hear me say this. I am a Republican, but they are afraid of poll numbers, so their
everybody's
spines are melting.
Yeah, right.
It's the stupidest thing. Instead of fighting for what's right and what makes sense, they're just becoming sludge and falling into the swamp again.
Well, there you go. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A review of the list of the top stories from Talkers Magazine starts at number 10. With a focus on Kanye West and his disorder. At number 9, conspiracy theories abounding on social media. Number 8, the start of the baseball season. Look at where we are, folks. The week of July 20th to the 24th, just getting started with baseball. At number 7, our relationship with China. Number 6, the presidential race. Number 5, the protests and the focus on Black Lives Matter. Number 4, our economy and whether we're going to get more in a new stimulus package. Number 3, 2, and 1 all have to do with the COVID, whether it's schools, whether it's health care, the new vaccines, the drugs, all of that stuff, all part of the top 3 items this week. The story list from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list the charts for the week of the 20th of July from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here looking at this list. Number 10 is Kanye West, and of course the connection between him and his wife, Kim Kardashian. Number 9, Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg. People paying attention to him because of social media backlash and radio, the radio industry getting back into the revenue stream that has been lost at Facebook. Putin and Jinping there in China tied for number 7. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 6. Joe Biden is 5. Ted Wheeler and Lori Lightfoot, number 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Tony Fauci is 2, and Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list. So there it is, an overview of lots of things. The hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, list at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. So all of the top three have to do with developments around the COVID deal, Wuhan deal, whatever you want to call it, the Rona, the statistics, where the hot spots are, et cetera, et cetera. Opening of school, which for me is the hot button, that and the vaccine and all the attention being given to the drug companies for something that is going to be more psychological than physical. But the school thing is we have let ourselves go down a road that I hope there's going to be an end to it. But, you know, everybody is so afraid. So what do? The schools, at least, are going to open, it looks like, on a limited basis.
Depends where you are. It depends on where, because every state is different. I have a friend who's a teacher in Cincinnati, Ohio, and another friend who's a teacher in Manhattan, and they're on very different schedules for the fall.
Our schools aren't opening. The governor even said private schools couldn't open. So unless you're off the watch list. If we're talking about low-income and disadvantaged groups, then this is not helping them at all.
Out to lunch. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to let school buses run because they're afraid of putting kids in school buses because of the COVID, especially younger kids who dance and jump around the seats. And, you know, they're not going to pay attention if they're in the fifth grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade to wearing masks. They'll do that because their mother tells them to till they get on the bus. Then they'll take them off and run around in the bus. So in my community, they just said, we're not running buses. You want your kids to go to school? Get them there yourself. Or have them walk.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So, and, you know, where it stops, nobody knows. Dr. Birx has told 11 cities to take aggressive action against the virus. A lot of cities like Miami for sure. Wow, what a mess that is down there. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you love technology, then you'll love our tech report, 53 past the hour. And our purpose in this point is to go through the top 5 technology stories of the week, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to bring us up to date, starting with number 5. I'll drink to this one.
Yes, that's true. The pandemic has pretty much all but eliminated self-serve soda machines, and so in order to reduce contact with frequently touched surfaces, Coca-Cola has unveiled a new technology for its freestyle beverage machines, which will be really cool. These are going to pop up pretty much everywhere that you have any type of self-serve, and all you do, instead of tapping on the touchscreen to choose what drink you want, you hold up your smartphone to the display, and it'll auto-scan a QR code, and then on your phone, you you just, you know, punch in what you want. And it's a full menu of brands and flavors. It'll then appear on your phone. You make your selection, and then your drink gets poured. Customers don't even need to download the app. The Coca-Cola said, we intentionally designed it so that anyone with a smart device can pour a drink. If you're holding a sandwich and you're doing, you know, a bunch of things, the last thing you need to do is stand there and try to download an app while you're waiting for a soda. That's very smart on Coca-Cola's part. To not have to download an app is going to create a much larger customer base. So they said by the end of August, 10,000 machines will be across the U.S. Wendy's, Five Guys, Firehouse Subs, they're the first three locations, first three chains that have adopted these machines. And they said by the end of the year, 52,000 Coca-Cola Freestyle machines will be in place in the U.S.
There you go. Big screen TV sales. Back to the stats on that, Victoria.
So apparently Americans really love big screen TVs, and even though this has been economically a challenging time for a lot of Americans, the sales of TVs that are 65 inches and larger were up 53% over the first half of 2020. Especially big sellers were TVs that were even larger than 65 inches, which were up 77% in April to June compared to a year ago. Prices on 65-inch displays have dropped. They're about 20% cheaper than they were before. And so in April to June, in that period, the average price for a 65-inch TV was $644. That's about $200 off the normal price. And as you had mentioned, Doug, we talked about this earlier in this week, there are $60,000 8K displays for sale at a Santa Monica store, the video and audio center stores in L.A., and it's 98 inches. That's how big this Samsung TV is. Cost $60,000. And the last weekend in June, they sold three right away. So they now are, they say screens larger than 75 inches are now the fastest growing segment on the market.
Number three, as we count down to number one, is a support story from Spotify.
Spotify now supports video podcasts, and starting with a handful of shows that can be viewed for free. Most of them will be premium users, though. So they're rolling this out. This is a direct competition for YouTube. The Joe Rogan Experience, which is one of the most popular, if not the most popular podcast in the world, he has now signed a deal with Spotify. So you can listen to his podcast, or you can actually watch him do the podcast. And he's taking all of his videos away from YouTube. So that's great. Great news for Spotify, and not such great news for YouTube.
Number two this week.
This is on the more serious end of the tech spectrum. Congress has asked Apple and Google to warn users about apps that pose a national security risk, and this is in light of the government showing interest in banning TikTok, that app that a lot of kids are using. So the National Security Representative Stephen Lynch wrote separate open letters to Apple and Google and called on them to do more to protect user data from being exploited by foreign adversaries. Essentially, what they want to see happen is when you go onto the App Store or the Play Store and you want to download an app, it should have a warning label. Like if you're trying to, you know, stream music and an album has explicit language, it has the E next to it. Similar to that, they want a warning system to let you know this app might, you know, your data might be sold. This could be owned by China or Russia. We don't know where it's coming from. We don't know where your data is going to go. And so that's essentially what they want. This is hard to police, but I think it's a good step in the right direction to at least, you know, bring attention to these types of things.
All right, number one this week, let's go to the Chinese desk.
Yep, two Chinese hackers have been accused of stealing trade secrets from hundreds of global targets and more recently probing vulnerabilities in U.S. companies involved in the development of testing, treatments, and vaccines to combat COVID-19. The Justice Department said that these two suspects were each charged with 11 counts, and they are living in China. They are being harbored by the Chinese government, and there's really nothing we can do. They're out of reach, but they've officially been put on notice that they each are facing 11 counts, and this is going on now for more than 10 years. These two guys have been hacking into major organizations.
Information that helps everyone in the community. That's what Tech Talk is all about. Thanks to Victoria Keelan, who's at the helm of this. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California, and I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from TownHall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Out-of-work Americans who are getting the extra $600 unemployment benefit as part of a COVID-19 recovery plan won't be getting any more checks in the future benefits.
The original unemployment benefits actually paid people to stay home, and actually a lot of people got more money staying at home than they would going back to work. And so the president's been very clear. Our Republican senators have been very clear. We're not going to extend that provision.
On ABC's This Week earlier today, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says he and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin worked to put the final touches on a $1 trillion relief bill expected to be brought forward tomorrow. A day after roaring ashore as a hurricane, Hanna is lashing the Texas Gulf Coast with high winds and drenching rains that destroyed boats, flooded streets, and knocked out power across a region already reeling from a surge in coronavirus cases. It's been downgraded to a tropical storm, but expected to unload as much as 18 inches of rain on parts of South Texas and northeastern Mexico. Meanwhile, heavy rain and wind gusts battering Maui Island as Hurricane Douglas targeting the Hawaiian Islands. Officials there urging residents to take shelter. Meteorologists say the storm is moving west-northwest over the island chain, and any variation of the path closer would bring much worse weather. Gasoline prices here in the U.S. have been pretty stable over the last 2 weeks.
The average price of regular grade gasoline is up 0.5 cents in the past 2 weeks. The new price is $2.25.
That's fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg. She says it's the smallest rise in oil prices seen since late April because crude oil prices have remained stable and there's an abundant supply of U.S. gasoline to meet demand, and the high-low is pretty spread.
The low right now in our sample is Baton Rouge at $1.79, and the high is San Francisco, $3.27.
More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
A former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says it's clear China has its sights set on the Middle East now that the U.S. is less active in the region.
The 36 ports that China has built around the world, including ports that will surround the Middle East, both the entrance to the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf, will have Chinese ports, many of them dual-use, civilian military ports.
Earlier this week on the Salem Radio Network, Dr. Michael Oren says at the start it was a $250 billion contract to rebuild Syria, all part of China's Belt and Road Initiative, a $1.2 trillion effort to gain world dominance through infrastructure. Three medium-sized moving trucks entered a U.S. consulate in southwest China as its impending closure drew a steady stream of onlookers for a second straight day. Moves are a major escalation in rising U.S.-China relations after the U.S. closed the China consulate in Houston. More news and analysis, townhall.com. Actress Olivia de Havilland has died of natural causes at her home in Paris at the age of 104.
You have so much life. I've always admired you so. I wish I could be more like you.
Olivia de Havilland said playing Melanie in Gone with the Wind was one of the happiest experiences of her life. She also played Maid Marian in The Adventures of Robin Hood. She won 2 Oscars for roles in To Each His Own and The Heiress. De Havilland successfully sued Warner Brothers in 1943 for trying to extend her expired contract without consent. The decision is unofficially known as the De Havilland Law. Her sister was actress Joan Fontaine, who De Havilland referred to as Dragon Lady. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Prolific veteran actor John Saxon died yesterday after battling pneumonia, best known for roles in Enter the Dragon and Nightmare on Elm Street. Saxon passed away in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, at the age of 83 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. With the man who knows more about news talk radio than anybody else, Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, each week in Talkers at Talkers.com. You can see the list of the stories that they put together, they being the staff at Talkers, the people list, et cetera, et cetera. So we traditionally start out our exercise every week of going through the stories one by one from number 10 to number 1 in the people list, and then we'll go where we go. We'll go where we want to go, do what we want to do.
Well, sounds like a Mama's and the Papa's song.
Exactly right, right.
You know, but you know more about talk about news talk radio than I'm the Dr. Fauci of talk radio.
Yes. Well, hopefully, if you get asked to throw out the first pitch in the game,
oh gosh,
you'll do better than.
I'll tell you, you know, 79-year-old man. Do you know something? Throwing a baseball when you reach your 60s and 70s is not easy. You could pull your arm out. And,
yeah.
You know?
I do it all the time. I throw the ball and I had a torn rotator cuff, so I'm careful about how I throw it. Yeah, you can, if you know, because those muscles get weaker in your shoulders if you
they
don't
do.
Exercise them as you get older. Right.
You know, when I was young, I was a pitcher. And I was pretty good at it in terms of, I had a strong arm and I used to put stuff on the ball. About 10 years ago.
What do you mean say stuff? Did you put, like, spit on the ball?
No, putting stuff on the ball means I put spin on the ball. Spin, not spit. That took a lot of, it takes a lot of strength to get a ball to break, to curve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially a slider. And you're not supposed to do that when you're, you know, in Little League and all that. And I was doing that as a kid. But I recently was at one of those, like 10 years ago, I was at one of those amusement parks where they You throw the ball and they do like a radar
thing. See how
thing,
they time it? How fast you do it? Throwing it? Yeah, right.
And I was, you know, I stepped up and I said, oh, I'm going to show them my old pitching skills. They're going to be blown away. And it was about one third the speed that I had.
40 miles an hour or something.
It was less.
Yeah. Right.
And you know, you don't realize that you're losing it. You know, it's like runners say, I'm not running as fast as I did, but I feel like I am. But the clock is, there's something wrong with my stopwatch, you know.
You and I should have been on the same team. I was not ever a good, I was an outfielder, but I had no control over the ball whatsoever. I could throw it, but I never got where I wanted to go. But I could hit the ball out of the park, and I could run faster to first base than anybody else. After that, forget it, because I didn't have any, I could make it fast to first base, and then that was it.
You know, when I was a kid, talking about what you just said, you know, like how we played and baseball, I don't like to get too much into the when I was a kid bit, but it's interesting how baseball has changed over the years. There was a time in America when a boy growing up, his prestige and his self-worth and his standing in the community of boys was based on how good a baseball player he was. Every kid had a mitt. You played baseball. And if you didn't play baseball, you were sort of socially ostracized.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's not that way. Baseball is, you know, fighting to be a major sport among young people. Soccer is huge. Hasn't translated into professional, but kids play soccer. And, of course, football has replaced baseball, really, as the big, exciting number one spectator sport. Although this year, now, we don't know what the hell's going to happen with sports. I don't know if it's ever going to be the same.
Well, it certainly isn't going to be the same this year, but once again, the focus on what happens when you play football is getting lost in all the other things that people are talking about, taking a knee and all of that. Let's get to it. Let's go through the list, and then I want to pick out some of that, what you're talking about, get expanded.
Okay, here we go. Number 10, Kanye West's bipolar disorder. Number 9, social media and conspiracy theories. Number 8, the aforementioned Major League Baseball opens and sports in general. At number 7, U.S.-China relations and cybersecurity. Number 6, the presidential race and politics in general. At number 5, Black Lives Matter, Portland protests, and the debate over federal agents being sent into embattled cities. At number 4, the economy and the new stimulus package. At number 3, health care, vaccine development, and the Pfizer deal. At number 2, COVID-19 stats and projections. And number 1 this week, the school opening debate. The People Survey, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian at 10, Jeff Bezos at 9, Mark Zuckerberg at 8, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin at 7. Number 6, Ted Yoho and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Joe Biden's at 5, Ted Wheeler and Lori Lightfoot at 4. Mitch McConnell at 3, Tony Fauci and Deborah Birx at 2, and Donald Trump at 1. And there's a snapshot of this week's activity on news talk stations, just like the one you and I are being heard on now.
Number 8, referring back to the opening of baseball, sports talk in general, sports talk stations about which you report at Talkers Magazine as well as News Talk. The fact that those stations have not done well in the ratings because, there were no games being played. And you listen to some of these guys trying to come up with a conversation about sports when there's really nothing going on. It's tedious to listen to. The only thing that I heard this week that I thought was of interest was the dissecting of Mookie's $345 million deal with the Dodgers and him taking a knee. Before he even plays the first game, he takes a knee. And so it didn't seem to go over too well with the Dodger fans. But imagine playing these guys are going to play 60 games this year. That's $500,000 a game. Do we even think?
Nice work if you can get it.
If you can get it, yeah. So, what about the on radio? Baseball does much better as a play-by-play audio than do other sports. Why do you think that is? Why do people love? I mean, the excitement that
baseball
is linear.
Baseball is linear. Baseball is one thing at a time. Football, basketball, hockey. There are many things in motion. It's very hard for the announcer to convey what the eye will see if you're watching all of these pieces moving simultaneously. Whereas baseball is one player versus another player. Every player is in the spotlight for a play. There's nothing else going on. When a ball flies out to the outfield, there's not some guy about to tackle the guy as he's catching it.
Yeah.
So that's the answer to your question. It's a good question, and the answer is because baseball, unlike most other professional sport or popular sports, is a linear process. You follow the ball one player at a time. The pitcher pitches, the batter swings, the catcher catches. It doesn't matter what's going on in the outfield, people running around or whatever, within the frame of reference. So it's wonderful for radio.
So also, one of the things as a side ancillary discussion and or debate is the women who are now doing play-by-play. There's quite a bit of attention focused on the lady whose name I'm not remembering who's doing play-by-play for the Yankees. There's another one who's doing in Washington. I think she's doing football. I can't remember. But I know it's interesting because we are hearing a lot about Black Lives Matter, for sure, number five this week on the countdown. And then there's a focus on not just the alienation that people have toward black folks, but women still in a secondary position. I suppose, you know, you can ask the question, why shouldn't a woman be able to do play-by-play? Why is that such an anomaly?
Well, it's an anomaly because sports has you know, traditionally been a realm, you know, dominated by men. But over the years, women have been entering it as fans. Women have been entering sports as athletes. And women have been entering announcing, you know, in terms of commentary. The woman that you were talking about is Susie Waldman.
That's right, yeah.
She's been a color commentator for the Yankees, I think, since 2005.
Is she good? Do you listen to her? I've never listened.
I think she's great. Yeah. I think she's really good. I've been following her for years. She was one of the first female sports talk show hosts. She was on WFAN.
Uh-huh.
And she's got a great sound. She knows the game. I don't think there's a problem. I think any woman that knows the game can.
Well, yeah, I guess that's my point. Why is there specific? Okay, it's a woman doing the call. What difference does it make?
I don't think it matters anymore. I don't think it really matters anymore to anybody. There are a lot of very good female sports talk show hosts, and you know, you see a lot of very, very good women. Maggie Gray, for example, was on Sports Illustrated website. Now she's on WFAN.
Remember Nancy Donellan?
Yeah, she was the sports chick.
The sports chick. Yeah, right.
Yeah, the fabulous sports chick. She was
fabulous
a pioneer.
Sports babe. Yeah, right.
The sports babe, not the sports chick. The sports babe.
Yep. Yeah. I remember being in a line at a talkers convention. She pushed me out of it. That's what I remember about her.
Well,
anyway, yeah. Okay. The whole idea about where we're going in terms of sports, we need a distraction. Do you think things would be more calm in our country at the moment? We wouldn't have so much like we have this whole business in Portland, part of the number five issue this week. If we had more sports, would there be less people protesting, do you think?
No, I think the question goes deeper. If we didn't have the COVID-19 pandemic, we would be calmer. No sports as a result of the pandemic. So yeah. If we had the problems that we have now, but we had sports, that doesn't kind of equate well. I don't think it would change anything. I think that I don't think people are tense and upset because they don't have sports. I think they're tense and upset because they're either out of work, they're worried about the future, they're worried about their health, and a lot of people have gone stir crazy in isolation. The sports thing would help, but hey, we got something even better than sports. We got Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's out. No, thanks. All right, number two on the people list, Dr. Fauci, talked about him and his baseball. Let's talk about Dr. Birx when we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
In a nutshell, Remotely is software that allows remote workers to work together. It combines 11 different tools, from communication to project management to visual streaming and more. Zoho's LSP fills us in on how the Remotely Lens app works.
Turn your phone camera into a streaming device, and if you are into field service, let's say you're out there, an electrician or a plumber or somebody from a telco company, and they want to go and stream what's happening to somebody who is sitting remotely in their home office to help fix issues, then you turn your mobile phone into a streaming device. That's what Zoho Lens is. And then finally, on top of all these set of tools, we've also brought in the initial tools such as the word processor, the spreadsheet, and the presentation tool.
Head over to zoho.com/remotely to sign up.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, time to pursue more information, more stories, more thoughts from the two of us. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. On top of all of these stories, I'm Doug Steffen. I spend a lot of time every week talking about the issues as well on my DJV program and the other things that I produce for radio and podcast. This is a podcast, too, by the way. You can find it at talkradiocountdownshow.com. So I was off into the business about what matters. Every time I look at some of these things and I try to separate them out, then I start thinking, you know, pretty much all this stuff is related, or much of it is, from the business of China, which is number seven, and even the fact that we're not doing, hadn't done sports, that's because of what the Chinese communists have done, social media, and I mean, the only thing in the top ten that isn't connected to China in some way, shape, or form is Kanye West.
Yeah. And Kanye West, and who even knows about him? It's an offbeat story at number 10, you know. Yeah. Frankly, there could have been 10 stories at number 10. That's the one we chose because we think it probably had an edge on the others because it involves two celebrities.
Yeah.
There's always, it's sort of celebrity gossip, even though it's a serious issue.
And well, isn't that part of what we talk about?
That's the point. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But when you have celebrity gossip that also touches on a serious medical issue or something like that, it's gold for talk radio. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just saying, oh, they were seen at a restaurant, or they're going to get divorced, or they're having a child. It's about, you know, hey, this guy has bipolar disorder, and she's talking about it. It's important. Mm-hmm. It really, you know, it enlightens people. It gives you a chance to talk about what is manic depression, what is bipolar disorder, and that's part of the conversation.
I have maintained through most of the Trump presidency that he's bipolar, and people have taken some serious shots at me because I've said that.
Why?
I think the guy's disturbed. I think
some people think he's a lot worse than bipolar.
Yeah.
I was going to say, all that, you know.
Yeah. Well, but I give him the benefit of the doubt because of that. You know, there's the hatred that is generated by people who don't like him. And on the other side, excuse me, the hatred that's not as virulent, but it's there. The Nancy Pelosi hatred, the Adam Schiff hatred. There's so much hate. So much anger.
Well,
that
a lot of the people who love Trump hate Pelosi and all the others because they hate people who hate Trump. They wouldn't hate everybody if there weren't people that hate Trump. What the people who talk about Trump derangement disorder have to ask themselves is, why do so many people hate Trump?
Mm-hmm.
They just see it as some kind of an evil bias that stems from some type of conspiracy. The question should be, why do people hate my guy so much? Mm-hmm. And that would change the direction of the conversation.
What's the answer to that question from your perspective?
The answer is that there's aspects to Trump's personality that are extremely irritating to a very large number of people. And the question is whether or not we can have a president who has that type of impact upon a giant segment of the population simply by his personality.
Mm. Well, his personality is not only discharged here in our country, but around the world. Most of the foreign leaders who are supposed to be our pals don't want to really have too much to do with Trump. Either he's too frank, or he's too belligerent, or he's too, you name it, whatever it is. That's his personality. But people don't take the time to understand personalities because it's easier to throw sticks and stones and mud against somebody. It seems to be like that's the popular game at the moment, is to make fun of people who either don't agree with you or they don't seem to be on the same page as you, so therefore they must be wrong. And then we, you know, that's what a lot of our conversation's about here. Let's face it.
This is the human conflict format.
20, yes, exactly. 28 after on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In July, we're talking about getting your book into your target audience's hands, even if you're on a tight budget. August is Diagnosis Writer, which means we're taking a look at how to identify and solve common problems for many authors.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Talk Radio. That's the focus of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Continuing in that vein, another half hour of conversation about the charts for the week of July 20th to the 24th. I'm Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Dr. Birx has told 11 cities to take, quote, aggressive action against the virus. Is the virus worse? Is it migrating? Is it in terms of mutation, less powerful? All these questions have been asked, not particularly answered well, but when you look at what's going on in cities like Miami, you think to yourself, good God, how is this ever going to be gotten under control, Michael?
Yeah, some people think that we should just reset and close the whole country down and take our licks and get rid of this thing.
We've already taken our licks.
Well, I tell you, we open too early in some places. Mm. And then some people believe closing doesn't do anything. I mean, people are still in denial about certain things that are kind of evident. Some of the things, as you pointed out, are murky. We don't have the answers. That's why they call it a novel coronavirus. It's a coronavirus that's novel, meaning it's a new one. We don't have the information yet. We will, but it's going to take a while. Mm-hmm. And it might be around, as Fauci said, forever. It might just be the common cold. Yeah. Yep. We never cured the cold. We haven't cured the seasonal flu, which some people say has its roots all the way back in the big 1918 Spanish flu.
Yeah. Fauci said he wouldn't get on a plane or eat inside of a restaurant this week in an interview that he did.
Nor would you, huh?
I'm getting on a plane.
If Fauci won't do it, I won't do it. I haven't politicized it, so, I don't know. I'm looking for answers, as everybody else is, but if Fauci says he wouldn't eat in a restaurant or go on a plane, I'll avoid that myself.
So you're not eating on a plane? Would you eat outside? Would you eat outside at a restaurant?
I haven't yet. I have not eaten in a restaurant, inside or outside, since March.
Really?
I haven't.
But you've been doing a lot of cooking because you're a good cook.
I've been doing a lot of cooking, and as a result, I've also been saving a lot of money on my personal credit card, which is what I whip out when I go to restaurants.
Hey.
You eat out as much as I have. Your major expense is eating in restaurants.
I mean, think of how expensive it is.
Even to go to an average restaurant, it can cost you 50, 60, 70 bucks.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Meanwhile, on the vaccine front, which is number three this week on the story list, our country has agreed to buy 100 million doses of the vaccine. Pfizer's going to make nothing but lots of money on this. I just want to make sure that it's not being made in China. Are we sure that this stuff is not being made in China, where a lot of our drugs and vaccines, I mean, could we be that tone deaf?
Well, China is trying to steal our intellectual property, as is Russia. There's this whole national, you remember the space race in the 60s?
Yep.
We have the vaccine race going on right now for both economic and prestige gain. And China is stealing our intellectual property left and right. They closed, they threw them out of their Houston consulate. China threw us out of one of their consulates, but the reason that we threw them out is because they're operating a whole spy center in Houston, stealing intellectual property. And this is
why don't we throw them out of every? Why don't we just throw them out of the country?
Because
ruined the economy of our country and the world. There is no question that the Chinese Communist government is behind this. All you have to do is talk to any of the reporters that are here, like from the Epoch Times. And they draw a completely straight line from the events that have taken place since last fall to where we are today. And the dot starts in Wuhan at that lab. So
nobody
whether
wants,
the stuff got out...
Not everybody wants to admit that. Not everybody
well,
wants
you know
to
what?
That.
They need to wake up. Can we go to something else that you just said a second ago? This is sort of an ancillary thing. But I asked myself this question, and I wonder how many people even talked about it this week. You're talking about the space race. Why would the United Arab Emirates launch a spacecraft to go to Mars? Why would they? Last week they launched it from Japan. Why does the Arab world, I guess, it just makes me wonder. It's going to take 687 days to get there. Then they're going to orbit Mars to study the weather. And, okay, so why are they doing it? We've done it. Why doesn't everybody get together and just kind of put the dough into one research project, and we're all going to benefit from the information. So why don't we, the U.S. has a separate probe, China has a separate probe, the Indians are trying to do it, and now the United Arab Emirates have done it. Why?
I don't know. That's a great question. We do have certain things we've done in conjunction with Russia, believe it or not.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
It's interesting. We're very closely aligned with Russia in terms of space. Isn't that an ironic twist?
Well, they were making $65 million every time we'd send somebody up because we stupidly, foolishly killed the NASA shuttle program. Both Bush and Obama did their best to put a nail in that coffin. So then what we did was spend many millions of dollars more than it would have cost us ourselves if we had kept the shuttle thing going to send our astronauts that went up to the space station over to Russia. And they said, okay, yeah, well, you can go up with our guys. $65 million a ride, please.
You know, that recent SpaceX launch, which was the first time we sent, living beings on a rocket into space in what, a decade or something,
yeah,
maybe more.
Right.
That was a big deal. There's danger and expense attached to it, but most of our space stuff has been just basically sailing around the harbor right off the coast, low altitude orbit stuff. We haven't really gone out very far. But then again, there's been some miraculous stuff being done with space telescopes. We're discovering planets all over the galaxy.
Oh yeah.
The thing to Pluto, New Horizons was great. Yeah. There's good stuff going on. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know whether or not we ever really are going to be successful at sending human beings into space. Space is extremely hostile to the human biology,
mm-hmm.
and it's very dangerous. We may just have to be satisfied with sending probes and robots and all of that until we can really figure it out. I mean, one of the reasons we never went back to the moon was because we were lucky that nobody got killed.
When you think about the technology, there's more technology in your handheld device today than there was
in those rockets going to the moon. They went to the moon in a tin can with a limited amount of computer power. It's shocking. Our friend Buzz Aldrin saved their lives leaving. The thing was broken. He fixed it with a ballpoint pen.
Yeah.
it's like, wow.
Well,
it is amazing died out there. Yeah. You know, I mean, people died in the Mercury and Apollo programs on the ground.
On the ground, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody died in Apollo and the Apollo missions to the moon. You know, Apollo 13 came close to a disaster. But the fact of the matter is it's amazing, and that's one of the reasons they haven't gone back, because they knew, whoa, we got away lucky. Let's quit while we're ahead.
Well, when you think about all of the other possibilities, this is what gives people a headache. When you start talking about aliens coming from other planets and whether or not even the COVID thing, there's a straight line you can draw between the little pieces, the chunks of space asteroid that do make it through, as we know. Most of that stuff burns up in the atmosphere, but some of it gets through. And the bacteria, scientists have studied the bacteria that's on these pieces of rock that come from planets God knows how far away, other galaxies, other
dimensions. Maybe COVID-19 comes from outer space.
Yes, that's what I listen.
Oh,
I've not been the first one. Well, maybe I have been the first one to suggest that.
Mm.
At least the original in the Chinese government, the communists modified it so it would stick to our mucosa and the wet parts of our internal organs.
Oh,
so they would make sure to knock off as many people as possible, that kind of stuff. You know, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. It really is.
If you've ever read War of the Worlds or seen any of the many fine movies that were made of H.G. Wells' story, the thing that saves humanity from an absolute, shellacking by the Martians or the aliens was the microbes on Earth, the germs, killed the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go.
There's many ways of looking at this. It just seems that talk about the space race and space exploration in 2020 just seems so offbeat.
Yeah.
As even climate change, so many of the topics that were very, very big going into this year are so far in the
lost.
Back burner that we don't even know they exist anymore.
Yeah, they're lost. The People List, the charts for the week of the 20th of July from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here looking at this list. Number 10 is Kanye West. And, of course, the connection between him and his wife, Kim Kardashian. Number 9, Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg. People paying attention to him because of social media backlash and radio, the radio industry getting back into the revenue stream that has been lost at Facebook. Putin and Jinping Jing there in China tied for number 7. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 6. Joe Biden is 5. Ted Wheeler and Lori Lightfoot, number 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Tony Fauci is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list. So there it is, an overview of lots of things. The hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, list at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, moving back to the reality of the moment, some of the other impacts that have come, the reality of travel and what to do as far as, what's practical for you during the summertime. That's a big discussion topic. Get back to that in a matter of moments. Right now, I'd like you to get back to feeling good about the way you look. If you need to lose weight, there are several reasons for you losing weight. Health is number 1. How you look and feel about yourself is number 2. But do you know that most of the people who have died of the virus are people who had diabetes, who are overweight, immune system compromised because of the fact that they were overweight? So why put yourself in that jeopardy? If you've been thinking for a long time, I got to lose weight, I got to get onto a program, then go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin, which is the only weight loss formula and frankly been around for 20-some-odd years that doesn't have any stimulants in it whatsoever, not a one. No drugs. All of this is natural combination of things put together. You can read all about the science of this by going to toploss.com. The thing that I find practical and what most people care about is it works. Take 4 capsules a night before you go to bed. Let it go to work. It's a program you ought to stay on for 6 months because your body will not only lose the weight, but when you take these capsules every night for 6 months, it trains your body to keep the weight off, which is really what you want. Long term, you want to keep the weight off. Don't want to go up and down like a yo-yo. So go to toploss.com, if you please. Use the discount code DJV, no shipping charge using that. Plus, you can buy 3 and get 3 free. The famous BOGO deals at toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Shingles is a viral infection that causes a painful, blistery rash. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost 1 of every 3 people in the U.S. will develop shingles in their lifetime.
When people get chickenpox, the infection doesn't actually go away. The virus sort of stays in the nerves for the rest of your life.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Pratish Tosh explains that as you get older, your immune system, which has kept that virus at bay, weakens and the virus reactivates. The result is a very painful rash. About 1 in 5 people who contract shingles can have long-term pain issues.
And so the recommendation really right now is for everyone over age 50 to get the new vaccine, which is much better than the old one and really efficacious.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A review of the list of the top stories from Talkers Magazine starts at number 10 with a focus on Kanye West and his disorder. At number 9, conspiracy theories abounding on social media. Number 8, the start of the baseball season. Look at where we are, folks. The week of July 20th to the 24th, just getting started with baseball. At number 7, our relationship with China. Number 6, the presidential race. Number 5, the protests and the focus on Black Lives Matter. Number 4, our economy and whether we're going to get more in a new stimulus package. Number 3, 2, and 1 all have to do with the COVID, whether it's schools, whether it's health care, the new vaccines, the drugs, all of that stuff, all part of the top 3 items this week. The story list from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. All right, back to our Talk Radio review. Actually, I want to hear from Michael about his interview this week because it's a little self-serving because I'm a big fan of the Moody Blues. Always have. You and I are alike in that respect. You know one of the guys that's the lead singer. I know another one. So how did this come about, this interview with John Lodge?
I have old connections in the album rock business, and it popped up. Somebody that knew him, I found out that John Lodge had made a song called In These Crazy Times at home while quarantining. It's called The Quarantine Mix. So I said, hey, I'd like to talk to John Lodge about that. And we wound up having a long conversation, and it turned into my podcast this week. It's very good. People, I'm getting such great response to it.
That's
so
great.
You can hear it at mhinterview.com.
Yeah, there is a it took them way too long to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you look at Lodge, I think, has a place in Florida, doesn't he? He's an Englishman. Has a place in England, but
he was in Naples and I was in Jupiter. I thought I was talking to him in a transatlantic conversation. I saw this, whoosh, 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 and I realized I'm talking to him in Naples.
Yeah.
If he was in England, it would have been clearer.
Yeah. What do you suppose? Do you think anybody recognizes him when he walks down the street in Naples?
Or does
people not pay much attention to him? Right.
No.
Amazing where those rockers live though, all over the place. Justin lives in Monte Carlo. But, you know, they seem to be almost domesticated. Anyway, that's a great interview. Check it out, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
Stats show that, believe it or not, almost 70% of families own a pet. And if you've ever owned a pet, you've certainly at one time or another lost that pet. Well, that's where Spot On comes in. Sung Vivathana is CEO.
So the Spot On virtual smart fence, it's the first and only dog containment and tracking system that lets you take your dog and the Spot On system wherever you go. With our patented technology, you can easily program a containment area simply by just holding the collar with the antenna up in your hand and walk the perimeter that you intend to keep your dog contained. Now, you can do this at home, you can do it at the beach, you can do it camping, you can do it at a friend's house. The entire system is in a collar, and you have a smartphone app that works with the collar.
You heard right, a virtual fence. So what happens if your pet ventures past that fence? We'll have that tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman has had appendicitis, so he's not with us. So I thought I'd present, in terms of a list, the list of the 10 most popular politicians in the world. How about them apples? I don't know whether you... It depends. You're going to probably... I'll do this backwards, starting at number one instead of number 10, because it just depends how much time I have if I go off a little bit on some of these people. At number one, at the moment, the most popular politician in the world isn't really even a politician. That is, he doesn't have a job anymore. Would it surprise you to know that among these lists that have been put together, that Barack Obama has 205 million followers? And that's really where this list comes from, the most popular lists. The American politician, he was an attorney and obviously served as president of the United States. Got 55 million followers on Facebook, 120 million followers on Twitter. Boy, there's a list and a half, right? How about that? The second most popular in terms of followers is the fellow that is the Indian president, Narendra Modi. He's serving his 14th term as Prime Minister of India. On Facebook, he has 45 million followers. On Twitter, 59 million followers, 49 million on Instagram. And again, that's how the list is being procured. The third most popular politician in terms of followers is Donald Trump. How about that? President of the United States. His business and his television personality days got him lots of attention. A lot of people listening and watching. Facebook, he has 28 million followers. Twitter, 83 million followers. Instagram, 20 million followers. And again, I've derived this list by looking at the politicians who have big followings. Joko Widodo is the next politician, number four. He's known as Jokowi, Indonesian politician, the seventh and current president of Indonesia. He's got 9 million followers on Facebook, 14 million followers on Twitter, and 33 million followers on Instagram. Isn't it interesting how things vary in terms of the type of social media? Number five on the list of the top 10, Hillary Clinton is number five. American politician, lawyer, writer, public speaker, 67th Secretary of State in the United States. As far as her followers are concerned, she got 9 million on Facebook, 28 million on Twitter, and almost 5 million on Instagram. So that makes her the number five politician on the list. At number six this week, well, it's week this year, fellow that is actually in charge of Turkey, not a very popular guy in America. His name is Erdogan, I believe that's how you pronounce it, 12th president of Turkey, got 9 million followers on Facebook, 16 million on Twitter, and 8 on Instagram. Why would you follow a politician? I guess I don't, but a lot of people do. Okay, up next, Queen Rihanna of Jordan is the seventh. She was born in Kuwait. I moved to Jordan for work, where she met the then prince. So now she is the queen there. And her followers, 16 million Facebook followers, 10 million Twitter followers, and 6 million on Instagram. So she makes the list. And I don't know if she's a politician or not, but she certainly is there. Seven. At number eight, Rahul Gandhi is the Indian politician, president of the Indian National Congress, from December of 2017 to July of last year. He has a huge following over there. 3 million Facebook followers, 15 million Twitter followers, and 1 million Instagram followers. So you can see the list dropping off dramatically now as we get toward the end. Number nine is Jair Bolsonaro, who has 16 million total followers. He's a Brazilian politician, retired military officer, 38th president of Brazil. So in terms of his numbers, he's got 10 million Facebook followers, 6 million Twitter followers, 10 million Instagram followers. Okay, that brings us to number 10 on the list of the 10 most popular politicians in social media, Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, is the Sheikh, Vice President, Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates, ruler of the Emirate of Dubai. He's in that position. Let's see, how many followers has he got? 2.5 million on Facebook, 2 million on Twitter, and 5.5 million on Instagram. So there it is, the list of the 10 most popular politicians in the world, thanks to their ranking on social media. I'm Doug Steffen with something else you can talk about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rostrick. President Trump this week had to face some sobering facts concerning spiking coronavirus numbers.
On Tuesday, the president revived White House briefings devoted to COVID-19 updates.
It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. Something I don't like saying.
And that wasn't the only unwelcome statement he was forced to deliver this past week.
I told my team it's time to cancel the Jacksonville, Florida component of the GOP convention.
At the same time, the president is optimistic that a coronavirus vaccine will be available sooner than expected. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Three people are dead, others injured when a small airplane crashed in a suburban Salt Lake City neighborhood Saturday. According to the FAA, the single-engine Piper Cherokee with six people on board taken off from South Valley Regional Airport crashed into a West Jordan neighborhood backyard. The body of the late Georgia Democrat John Lewis will lie in state this week in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda.
An invitation-only arrival ceremony for the late congressman and civil rights leader will take place Monday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, and the public will be allowed to pay their respects Monday and Tuesday, according to congressional leaders. Lewis will lie in state at the top of the Capitol's east front steps during the public viewing. Anyone wishing to pay the respects will be required to wear masks in compliance with an order issued by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, while social distancing will be strictly enforced, according to the announcement.
Bernie Bennett reporting. Lewis's family has asked those wishing to pay their respects not to travel across the country, citing the ongoing pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, in a joint statement, say virtual tributes should be posted online. Australia's hard-hit Victoria states posted another daily record, 532 new COVID-19 cases. The state government's warning a lockdown in the city of Melbourne would continue while infected people continue to work. This is townhall.com.
Relief factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
The North Korean city of Kaesong, near the border with South Korea, has been placed under total lockdown after a person was found there with suspected COVID-19 symptoms. Leader Kim Jong-un made the orders, saying what he describes as the vicious virus may have entered the country.
Local reports claim the suspected virus patient is a runaway who fled to South Korea 3 years ago before illegally crossing the border into the north early last week. If the person is officially declared a coronavirus patient, he or she would be North Korea's first confirmed case. The North has steadfastly said it has had no cases of the virus, a claim questioned by outside experts. Foreign experts say a coronavirus outbreak in North Korea could cause dire consequences because of its fragile public healthcare infrastructure and chronic lack of medical supplies. I'm Karen Chamas.
China's reported 46 new COVID-19 cases, mostly from people that have come in from out of the country. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The average price of the pumps inched up to $2.25 a gallon nationwide, but fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's unlikely to go much higher.
We have much more gasoline than we require right now, and with crude oil prices quite stable, the price will either not change much at all in the near future or, more likely, decline some.
Lundberg says we're paying 56 cents less than a year ago. It's the smallest rise in prices seen since late April. Highest in San Francisco, 327. Lowest in Baton Rouge at $1.79. Georgia Democratic Senate candidate John Ossoff says he's in isolation with his wife who contracted COVID-19. The 33-year-old candidate said his wife has mild symptoms and that he's showing symptoms as well. He said he was tested on Saturday and is awaiting results while self-quarantining. Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio about to begin from the perspective of the folks that are on with the DJV program. That is me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keelan. We add our weekly overview to thoughts that others have had on the information coming from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of July 20th to the 24th, stories, people, there are 10 on each list, and we'll try with the time that we have to go through as much of it. I guess that number 10, I'm taking a deep breath here because I don't know how much time to spend on Kanye West, but that's number 10, his disorder and what people are saying about it, what he has brought about on his own in terms of attention being paid to him, getting a divorce apparently from his wife.
Well, we don't know that yet. He said he's been trying to get divorced.
Yeah, but the rumor he has been.
He said in one of his tweets that he's been trying to divorce her for 2 years, but I don't think that that's true since just, you know, a couple weeks ago they were together and he was posting pictures of the family, so I don't know.
What does it mean he'd been trying to? If you want to get divorced, you go to a lawyer and you get a divorce. So what does that mean?
Exactly.
Although there was some report, I think it was Us Weekly or one of the gossipy magazines that said that they've been having some marital problems for a while and that she's been staying in it because of the kids. They have 4 kids together. Hmm. So,
But isn't it, the reality is, isn't it a shame that this sort of thing gets so out of control that it ruins the relationship that arguably ought to be the most important in your life?
Well, if he refuses treatment, then what else can they do?
Well, he brings it on himself. That's the point I'm making. You have choices to make when it comes to things like this. And if you choose not to do anything about it for whatever the reason, then you suffer the consequences, as much as anything else. Is it the most important thing of the week? No, but it is at number 10 on the story list at Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can see these lists published every week at talkers.com. Number 9, the social media conspiracy theories that are floating around. I don't know that this is new. I would have thought that conspiracy theories could be in the top 10 almost every week, right?
Always. I haven't heard. What are the latest
ones? What's the latest?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, look at the Chinese and what they're doing to their own people. I mean, there's a lot of that stuff.
I don't think those are conspiracy theories. Those are just facts.
Well, I don't know. The Chinese would have you believe that they are. Well, this is already going on here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Major League Baseball, Dr. Fauci throwing out the first pitch, et cetera, et cetera. Sports in general, sports talk radio sort of getting a bit of a revival because there's finally something. Then I don't use that word lightly, Victoria, as you know. But finally, there are some Major League Baseball games, a lot of activity, actually, this week. Football, rehearsals, is that right? No, practice.
Oh, boy.
Exhibition.
Rehearsal is for wrestling. Practice is for football.
No, it's not. Rehearsal's for a play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and wrestling's not a play? Please.
No, it's a real sport. Leave it alone.
Oh, right, of course. This thing. How did I miss that? And so there's that. I don't know. Is there anything to add to that, ladies? You feel like throwing something?
Well, I think the big story was about what Major League Baseball was going to do to handle the Black Lives Matter pressure and whether or not they were going to do something. And they did. The teams all did a tribute to Black Lives Matter before. And then, but he was really watching to see who would take a knee during the national anthem. And both the Yankees, I think the Yankees and the Nationals all stood for the national anthem. The Giants, who have been at the center of this, many of them, I think about five of them, including their manager, knelt down before the opening day festivities. And then I was just disappointed to see Mookie Betts, who's a brand new Dodger from Boston. They stole him away from the Red Sox. Your Red Sox. He took a knee during the national anthem.
What? So what? I say so what. So what does that get you? People get that folks are upset about what's going on. But at this point, does the knee make a difference? Does taking a knee make a difference?
Here's what bothers me, and he has the right to do it. It's not that I, you know, believe me, I believe people have the right to protest, but I also have the right to respond, right? If I think that it's bad. And so, and I do. I think a lot of people have died for this country of all colors, and I think kneeling down is just, it's not respectful, especially when you just had a 10-minute tribute to the Black Lives Matter movement before that, when everybody did take a knee and stood in solidarity with the movement. So, I don't know. I think what bothers me is that someone, let's just take the Mookie Betts example because I'm a Dodger fan and he was the only Dodger to kneel. He just signed a $365 million deal for 12 years. And so he is someone who has benefited from the way this country is set up. And so I think a far better and more meaningful protest would be one where he would donate some of his salary, or he would do something that would actually directly impact his communities instead of taking a knee in front of
he hasn't done that? So many people actually don't do it for publicity. They do anonymously donate to things.
You know what? I hope that he does.
I have no horse in this race. Mm-hmm. But
if you really want to make that, if you really want to be if you really want meaningful change in a community and you're in a position of the power that he is in, he just signed a deal. That was one of the big sports stories this week, 12 years and $365 million. Well, then there you go. You have a vehicle for it now. And I don't know. It just, that to me, there should be places where we don't have to feel divided. Other than our teams,
let me get this straight: $30 million a year in this case
over.
To play 60 mm-hmm. games.
Well, that's next year
$500,000 a game.
Not bad work, huh?
It's nice work if you can get it. At number 7 on the countdown list, our relationship with China, which is crumbling. The cybersecurity issues of the week: the Chinese hackers who have been charged with theft of trade secrets. We're also looking for other things, Victoria. It looks like there's an 11-count indictment against... Why only two? There must be hundreds of these people, if not thousands of them.
Yeah, but
maybe they aren't
that,
in our country, but...
Well, they're everywhere. But the two that they were able to... Look, it's no small feat to identify two of these hackers. So this is they've been following them for 10 years. And so this is nothing it's not easy to do. So the fact that they were able to find them, they know where they are, and to release their names and their ages, I think that's pretty huge.
But
it's a drop in the bucket, but still, it's a start.
So where do we go with all of this? Where should we be going as American citizens? What we think about, people actually are teasing me. Some people make fun of me. I talked on the air about my buying a new refrigerator, making sure it wasn't from China, things like that. People say, oh, why do you bother? After all of this, you're going to ask me, why would I bother? To me, it's un-American to look at what the Chinese government has done, not only to our country, but we brought it on ourselves by falling into the trap of wanting to get cheap, cheap, cheap. Everything's got to be cheap. So let's go make it in China and then, we'll make more money, yada, yada. Okay, so that's great. But at the end of the day, we're getting it in the shorts. And so it was pretty much the rest of the world. So at what point do you sign out of this? Do you leave this deal? And as I've said 100 times, if I said it once in the past 3 or 4 months, the crickets are very busy in Washington when it comes to looking at members of Congress or the Senate at providing respite for American companies that need to be incentivized to come back here. Nothing. There's nothing being done that I can see, correct me if I'm wrong, to get at the Chinese government, to put them into place, maybe Trump throwing the Chinese out of the Houston consulate and maybe out of the San Francisco consulate, and now the Chinese are going to do nah, we're going to throw you out of one of our consulates. So this is maybe the beginning of the Cold War with China, who knows. But to let these people get away with what they've been getting away with, or to contribute or actually make it happen, which is what we've done, nobody seems to be waking up to this.
Funny. I don't know if it's possible to have a Cold War with China. We can't just close our eyes and pretend they don't exist anymore. We become so dependent on them.
Close our eyes.
Can you imagine?
No. Are we going to stay dependent on them? Are we going to stay?
A Cold War would involve us just kind of ignoring them. We'll stay in our lane. You stay in your lane. But you know what? That's not possible with this government.
It's
not possible at all. And by the way, President Xi doesn't want it to be possible. He's made it very clear that he wants China to be the ultimate supreme and superpower on the planet. Yeah. And so,
but we're at the point now where, if Jen's right, if we can't just say, okay, we're just going to ignore China, because if you do a mental visual exercise and you go to any of your favorite stores, go to Target, Walmart, wherever you want to go, Bed Bath and Beyond, take away every single product off those shelves that's made in China, you're going to have empty stores.
Well,
so we have got to.
This is
a 40, 50 year supply chain that's been happening. This cannot be reversed overnight. This is something we've got.
But we
can
at least make an effort at it, Victoria.
We have to make an effort. And in some sectors, we are. In the tech sector, I think that they really are making that, the first chipset.
Well, because the damn Chinese,
they're
listening to everything that we do. Have potential.
Oh, well,
you
that's
buy
true.
Those mm-hmm. those Chinese
you buy
phones.
A Vizio if you buy a Vizio, forget the phones, buy a Vizio TV. It's the number one most popular brand in America. It's the Costco brand. And they have actually proven that the Chinese government that those TVs are spying on you. They can listen to you in your own home. So if you have a Vizio, you might want to leave it unplugged unless you're watching it.
Yeah, you might want to throw it out. All right, so we are considering the top stories of the week in our overview, the Talk Radio Review at 17 past the hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Shingles is a viral infection that causes a painful, blistery rash. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost one of every three people in the U.S. will develop shingles in their lifetime.
When people get chickenpox, the infection doesn't actually go away. The virus sort of stays in the nerves for the rest of your life.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Pratish Tosh explains that as you get older, your immune system, which has kept that virus at bay, weakens and the virus reactivates. The result is a very painful rash. About one in five people who contract shingles can have long-term pain issues.
And so the recommendation really right now is for everyone over age 50 to get the new vaccine, which is much better than the old one and really efficacious.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits of News Talk Radio, the companion hour to the actual talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The three of us are members of the DJV show, a gang of broadcasters that is heard around the country every weekday. The charts for the week published at talkers.com. The folks at Talkers Magazine do the research, listen to a lot of talk radio programs, talk with a lot of hosts and management folks to come up with a list. At number six, the presidential race and what's gone on here this past week. The announcement that the convention for the Republicans basically won't be as big time as many thought. The Democrats doing pretty much the same thing, right? I noticed some swipes this week by both sides. Biden taking a swipe at Trump, Trump taking a swipe. What I thought most interesting is what Mitt Romney said this week about the race. A lot of the Lynn Cheney, who are the other big Republicans that are off the Trump bandwagon, Jennifer? I'm trying to remember
who. The controversy with Lynn Cheney is that she's not off the Trump bandwagon. She's like the number three of Republicans in the House, right behind Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy. It's that some of the Republicans, like Matt Gaetz and others, feel that she is not actually fully set behind the Trump agenda, and so they've been calling her out. She hasn't outwardly said that she's, you know, getting off the bandwagon, she's not going to vote for him. They just don't think she's being active enough.
But Mitt Romney has said he's not going to vote for him.
Oh, yeah, Romney's is off the bandwagon, 100%.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Although I don't know that he's actually endorsed Joe Biden and said he's going to vote for him. He just always is a critic of Trump.
Right. But remember when Trump was elected and he had that long meeting with Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney was very critical of him during the election 2016. And then they got together at Trump's golf course for a meeting.
And Trump was going to make him Secretary of State. Remember?
Yeah.
They were taught. And then all of a sudden Mitt Romney was talking about how great Trump was. And then when Trump went with someone else, when he went with Rex Tillerson, then it all started up again.
All right. So then perhaps the important part of this is the continuing focus on who will be Joe Biden's running mate. Interesting that Elizabeth Warren apparently has had a lot of influence with Joe Biden on the platform.
He signed this treaty thing that they're calling it with Bernie Sanders. He's got AOC who's working on his energy plans, and Elizabeth Warren has been a policy advisor. And so I think had he not kind of painted himself into a corner where he's going to need to pick a woman of color, I think Elizabeth Warren would have been his pick. But now she would bring a lot of energy probably to his ticket, because there's a lot of people who
are
going to vote. Yeah, who were going to vote for her that would have not voted for Joe Biden. So
yeah, it's true.
Now,
a lot of women. Mm-hmm.
I think that, he's done it. I think where we are right now, where the party is right now, he isn't committed to a woman of color. He's committed to a woman. But I would say if the times were not what they were, Elizabeth Warren would be a shoe-in. Now it probably looks more like someone like Kamala Harris. But I think if you look at the pool of people that Joe Biden could have picked that did bring something, it would have been Amy Klobuchar or it would have been Elizabeth Warren. Amy Klobuchar has already taken herself out because she wants a woman of color, and really she just wanted to give it to Elizabeth Warren. Because by withdrawing herself and saying Biden should pick someone of color, then she
Amy Klobuchar
Elizabeth
was a
Warren
non-starter
out.
Once her record came out. That was with prosecution. She was a non-starter.
I think they are too. Val Demings would be a great choice.
I think it's an opportunity.
What?
She was the police, Doug, if you don't know, she was the police chief in Orlando.
Yeah, I knew
and
that.
So
yeah.
And the people who are out there on the street saying to defund the police and the police are evil
and Hitler,
that. They're not going to like her.
Well, I get that. But what I'm saying is, as a member of the party, I think that the people who would dismiss her are being very short-sighted. It's an opportunity to have someone who has had on-the-job, real-life experience, and someone who can actually say, this is maybe the right path to reforming the police and making the police better. She's a black woman from Florida. I think that, I don't know, I think she would be a very solid pick, and I think that's a missed opportunity, and I think it's being very short-sighted.
Next. Number five, a focus on Black Lives Matter.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days. It really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441. To let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. Our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio continues. I'm Doug Steffen with colleague Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, here to go through the charts. We've done half, and that would be appropriate because we're halfway through the hour. So number five is a focus on the protests and the agents that debate about what went on in Portland as it connects to Black Lives Matter. So is there anything that has changed during the course of the week since all this began, ladies?
Well, I think everything's been developing. Certainly in Portland, the mayor got tear gassed by agents for being out on the street with really people who were out there riding. The riders turned on him. They were trying to beat him up. He had a pretty bad week, I think, and they've actually classified now what's going on in Portland as official riots in Chicago.
Let me ask you this question about whether or not the people, the federal police or whatever they are in Oregon's largest city, have avoided scrutiny. Is this supposed to be going on? That's the debate, it seems to me, whether this sort of thing should be happening in any American city.
I don't know what you mean, I guess.
Is it under what rule or law or allowable circumstance do we send them? We're supposedly not supposed to have military presence in our cities, can't use the military. So what then? Is this just a change in uniform as far as I'm concerned? This is the military in our country going into an area, whether you think they're out of control or they aren't out of control. This is a local,
well, federal,
if you believe in home rule,
agents.
What are they doing there?
What are
Why
they
are
doing
they there?
There?
Yeah.
They're protected. Well, a couple of things. First
Did somebody
of all,
call
right
and
to,
say, please
they
send?
They have the right to be there because of the Insurrection Act, number one. Number two, the federal government has a right to defend federal property. And what these guys are doing, standing inside in front of a federal courthouse, protecting a federal piece of property. And that's because these people who are there and rioting are trying to knock down that building and take it over. So do I think the federal government has a right to be there? Yes. Do I think that the reason the people that are out there on the streets right now are there because of a failure of leadership in their cities? Yes. I think those things are all true. And, yes, I do believe that the federal government has a right to protect.
I think you're onto something. Yeah, I think we have a failure of leadership across the board, whether it's locally. I can cite my community as an example of horrible, horrible leadership. Across many of the states, same thing. The people that get elected to office have no business being there. They're not managers. They're politicians. And you go on the federal level, pretty much the same thing. These people that are politicians try to get involved in management. They don't understand how the system works, and in this, there's so much gray area here. I understand what you're saying about protecting federal buildings and federal property. I get it and would agree with that. Those properties need to be protected. But it seems to me, as in too frequently the case, that they go too far. They push too hard, and then they create a situation that's worse than what there was to begin with. There's a modicum of moderation that's required, it seems to me, here, and it's not being exercised well. Is the mayor of Portland a doofus? Absolutely. I don't know much about the governor of Oregon, but I'm not impressed with the governor of Portland, I mean with the mayor of Portland at all. And that's the thing. Look at California. There's idiots that run California. The mayor is worse than a dunderhead. And, I mean, you go across the country and you see how whatever is going on with us, the weakening of leadership, the weakening of the power structure the organization, if you will, because these people, again, I call in my own community of Framingham, Massachusetts, this woman doesn't know anything about running an administrative office, which is what the mayor is supposed to do. Nothing. And that has been replicated across the country, here, there, and everywhere. So, it's no surprise that we have these frustrations because we don't have the police. That's one of the reasons that there's a move to, even though it's kind of ignorant, to want to, quote-unquote, defund the police. Reorganizing is the word, and prioritizing the various jobs that they have or what they shouldn't be doing. Those sorts of things, but as usual, the news media gets a hold of stuff And people who are ignoramus says, oh, I got to defund the police. What are you, nuts? You defund the police, where then is the protection for people who need it? When you need to call the police because somebody's breaking into your home, oh, we're going to defund the police. So the guy's going to come in and break into your home and steal everything there and shoot you. And there's no police around. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. The ignorance that has come from the lack of proper education teaching people how to think, not what to think. I mean, it all plays in. I'm on a toot now, and I'm going to get off. But I'm just sick of it, frankly. I'm just sick of us spending so much money and time and falling prey to these people. But it's our own fault. You know, we allow ourselves to be schnookered by some campaign slogan or something like that. It's just, it's not healthy, I don't think. Comments, ladies?
Well, I think, I don't know. I think you know where I stand on all of this, so maybe Victoria or, you know.
The audience may not know where you stand. Remember, we have a different audience.
Well, I think I just said, I think that I solidly stand in the position that the federal government should defend federal buildings. And I believe in federalism. But these local governments are so inept, and they allow people to get out of control. They allow movements that should be peaceful and organic to go absolutely haywire. Officers are now, there are three federal agents now who have been blinded by protesters this week. That are going to be permanently without sight. It's just unbelievable. This is
okay,
not
okay, but
peaceful.
How many people?
It is violent.
Right, but but there are a lot of peaceful protesters, and it's been caught on film, who have been shoved into the back of an unmarked car, and they weren't doing anything wrong. And how about that guy, Doug? You were talking about him earlier on this week on the DJV show, the guy who was, I think he was a World War II veteran. He was there observing it and ended up getting punched and kicked or whatever.
Yeah.
So this is happening on both sides.
A lot of journalists have
been beaten
up.
Realistic.
The question that I have is, if you are a person who is who's watching all of this, if you're in this area where people are throwing frozen water bottles at the heads of police, go home, because the truth is you're going to get hurt. It's unfortunate that we have to say this, but I wouldn't be out there. I don't think any of us would be out there watching this, because it's a bad scene. So go home, because people are getting hurt. You're right, Victoria. People are getting caught up in this.
Well, it's a pretty black, much of a black eye here. It's not a kind of a bleak day in America when this stuff is going on, but we need change. And people, you know, we've gone way beyond the point of having acceptable government and the machine politics that has been around off and on. You know, go back to the Teapot Dome scandal. You can go back further than that to some of the really weak, horrible leadership we've had as we lean too much on politics and not enough on experience and acumen to lead. Number four this week, the economy stimulus package. Is everybody going to get another $1,200 check? I think that's what Nancy Pelosi wants, isn't it?
Yep. That's what you're going to get, and that's all you're going to get, because they're not going to take away the payroll tax anymore, because no one would agree to it, including Republicans. Democrats, they weren't going to agree to it. I think it's so silly. People are being so short-sighted. They're going to get their $1,200 check, and then they're going to be paying their taxes for the rest of the year. Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Steve Mnuchin said that it would take a lot longer to enact a tax change, so that in the immediate, I understand why Mitch McConnell, and I never agree with Mitch McConnell, but I understand why I think in the future that's something that a payroll tax should be definitely looked at. But I think he meant right now, in order to get money in people's hands by next week or by, 2 weeks in August, it's not going to happen through a payroll tax.
What does $1,200 do for
just
me?
Just another spineless
not
Republican.
Much.
But yeah. Republicans are so disgusting right now. I mean, seriously, you never hear me say this. I am a Republican, but they are afraid of poll numbers, so their spines
fear.
Are melting.
Yeah, right.
It's the stupidest thing. Instead of fighting for what's right and what makes sense, they're just becoming sludge and falling into the swamp again.
Well, there you go. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the list of the top stories from Talkers Magazine. Starts at number 10 with a focus on Kanye West and his disorder. At number 9, conspiracy theories abounding on social media. Number 8, the start of the baseball season. Look at where we are, folks. The week of July 20th to the 24th, just getting started with baseball. At number 7, our relationship with China. Number 6, the presidential race. Number 5, the protests and the focus on Black Lives Matter. Number 4, our economy, and whether we're going to get more in a new stimulus package. Number 3, 2, and 1 all have to do with the COVID, whether it's schools, whether it's health care, the new vaccines, the drugs, all of that stuff, all part of the top three items this week. The story list from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List, the charts for the week of the 20th of July from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here looking at this list. Number 10 is Kanye West. And, of course, the connection between him and his wife, Kim Kardashian. Number 9, Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg. People paying attention to him because of social media backlash and radio, the radio industry, getting back into the revenue stream that has been lost at Facebook. Putin and Xi Jinping there in China tied for number 7. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 6. Joe Biden is 5. Ted Wheeler and Lori Lightfoot, number 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Tony Fauci is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list. So there it is, an overview of lots of things. The hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, list at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. So all of the top 3 have to do with developments around the COVID deal, Wuhan deal, whatever you want to call it, the Rona, the statistics, where the hot spots are, et cetera, opening of school, which for me is the hot button, that and the vaccine and all the attention being given to the drug companies for something that is going to be more psychological than physical. But the school thing is we have let ourselves go down a road that I hope there's going to be an end to it. But, you know, everybody is so afraid. So what do you do? The schools at least are going to open, it looks like, on a limited basis.
Depends where you are. It depends on where, because every state is different. I have a friend who's a teacher in Cincinnati, Ohio, and another friend who's a teacher in Manhattan, and they're on very different schedules for the fall.
Our schools aren't opening. The governor even said private schools couldn't open.
So what do those kids do?
Off the watch list.
The education.
If we're talking about low income and disadvantaged groups, then this is not helping them at all.
Out to lunch. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to let school buses run because they're afraid of putting kids in school buses because of the COVID, especially younger kids who dance and jump around the seats. And, you know, they're not going to pay attention if they're in the fifth grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, to wearing masks. They'll do that because their mother tells them to till they get on the bus, and then they'll take them off and run around in the bus. So in my community, they just said, we're not running buses. You want your kids to go to school? Get them there yourself or have them walk.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So, and, you know, where it stops, nobody knows. Dr. Birx has told 11 cities to take aggressive action against the virus. A lot of cities like Miami for sure. Wow, what a mess that is down there. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number
3030. Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on lease. See dealer for details.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you love technology, then you'll love our tech report, 53 past the hour. And our purpose in this point is to go through the top five technology stories of the week, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to bring us up to date, starting with number five. I'll drink to this one.
Yes, that's true. The pandemic has pretty much all but eliminated self-serve soda machines, and so in order to reduce contact with frequently touched surfaces, Coca-Cola has unveiled a new technology for its freestyle beverage machines, which will be really cool. These are going to pop up pretty much everywhere that you have any type of self-serve, and all you do, instead of tapping on the touchscreen to choose what drink you want, you hold up your smartphone to the display, and it'll auto-scan a QR code, and then on your phone, you just, you know, punch in what you want. And it's a full menu of brands and flavors. It'll then appear on your phone. You make your selection, and then your drink gets poured. Customers don't even need to download the app. The Coca-Cola said, we intentionally designed it so that anyone with a smart device can pour a drink. If you're holding a sandwich and you're doing, you know, a bunch of things, the last thing you need to do is stand there and try to download an app while you're waiting for a soda. That's very smart on Coca-Cola's part. To not have to download an app is going to create a much larger customer base. So they said by the end of August, 10,000 machines will be across the U.S. Wendy's, Five Guys, Firehouse Subs, they're the first three locations, first three chains that have adopted these machines. And they said by the end of the year, 52,000 Coca-Cola Freestyle machines will be in place in the U.S.
There you go. Big screen TV sales. Back to the stats on that, Victoria.
So, apparently, Americans really love big-screen TVs, and even though this has been economically a challenging time for a lot of Americans, the sales of TVs that are 65 inches and larger were up 53% over the first half of 2020. Especially big sellers were TVs that were even larger than 65 inches, which were up 77% in April to June compared to a year ago. Prices on 65-inch displays have dropped. They're about 20% cheaper than they were before. And so in April to June, in that period, the average price for a 65-inch TV was $644. That's about $200 off the normal price. And as you had mentioned, Doug, we talked about this earlier in this week, there are $60,000 8K displays for sale at a Santa Monica store, the video and audio center stores in L.A., and it's 98 inches. That's how big this Samsung TV is. It costs $60,000. And the last weekend in June, they sold three right away. So they now are, they say screens larger than 75 inches are now the fastest growing segment on the market.
Number three, as we count down to number one, is a support story from Spotify.
Spotify now supports video podcasts, and starting with a handful of shows that can be viewed for free. Most of them will be premium users, though. So they're rolling this out. This is a direct competition for YouTube. The Joe Rogan Experience, which is one of the most popular, if not the most popular podcast in the world, he has now signed a deal with Spotify. So you can listen to his podcast, or you can actually watch him do the podcast. And he's taking all of his videos away from YouTube. So that's great. Great news for Spotify, and not such great news for YouTube.
Number two this week.
This is on the more serious end of the tech spectrum. Congress has asked Apple and Google to warn users about apps that pose a national security risk, and this is in light of the government showing interest in banning TikTok, that app that a lot of kids are using. So the National Security Representative Stephen Lynch wrote separate open letters to Apple and Google and called on them to do more to protect user data from being exploited by foreign adversaries. Essentially, what they want to see happen is when you go onto the App Store or the Play Store and you want to download an app, it should have a warning label. Like if you're trying to, you know, stream music and an album has explicit language, it has the E next to it. Similar to that, they want a warning system to let you know this app might, you know, your data might be sold. This could be owned by China or Russia. We don't know where it's coming from. We don't know where your data is going to go. And so that's essentially what they want. This is hard to police, but I think it's a good step in the right direction to at least, you know, bring attention to these types of things.
All right, number one this week, let's go to the Chinese desk.
Yep, two Chinese hackers have been accused of stealing trade secrets from hundreds of global targets and more recently probing vulnerabilities in U.S. companies involved in the development of testing, treatments, and vaccines to combat COVID-19. The Justice Department said that these two suspects were each charged with 11 counts, and they are living in China. They are being harbored by the Chinese government, and there's really nothing we can do. They're out of reach, but they've officially been put on notice that they each are facing 11 counts, and this is going on now for more than 10 years. These two guys have been hacking into major organizations.
Information that helps everyone in the community. That's what Tech Talk is all about. Thanks to Victoria Keelan, who's at the helm of this. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin and I feel great. I have a lot of energy and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. A day after roaring ashore as a hurricane, Hannah Sunday lashed the Texas Gulf Coast with high winds and drenching rains. Boat owners in Corpus Christi contended with a lot of damage.
Now it's completely obliterated. We watched videos of it just coming apart last night. We are so lucky that our boat's still afloat. Several boats sank last night, from what I understand.
Senior hurricane specialist Daniel Brown with the National Hurricane Center said Hannah's rain remains the biggest threat to the Lone Star State.
It made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane. It has now weakened to a tropical storm. It's likely to continue weakening, although, again, the primary threat right now is the very heavy rainfall and potential for flash flooding.
Downgraded to a tropical depression, Hannah passed over the U.S.-Mexico border with winds near 50 miles an hour. It's expected to unload as much as 18 inches of rain on parts of South Texas and northeastern Mexico. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin were back at work Sunday, putting what Meadows says were the finishing touches on a trillion-dollar relief bill expected to be brought forward on Monday. On ABC's This Week Sunday, Meadows says he does expect Republicans will propose COVID-19 aid package with additional unemployment benefits.
We are going to be prepared on Monday to provide unemployment insurance extension that would be 70% of whatever the wages you were prior to being unemployed.
Meanwhile, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un placed the city of Kaesong near the border with South Korea, under total lockdown after a person was found with suspected COVID-19 symptoms. And gold surged to a record high of more than $1,926 an ounce on jitters over pandemic and economic recoveries. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks. By the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
The Office of the Thai Attorney General says it will review the decision to drop reckless driving charges against the grandson of the founder of the company Red Bull.
The Attorney General's office in Thailand hadn't explained its decision to drop the charges against Boruyut Yuvatayar, which led to police informing him this week that an arrest warrant had been revoked. This announcement that a review panel was to be set up follows mounting anger over perceived impunity for Thailand's rich and famous. The hit-and-run case 8 years ago, in which a black Ferrari crashed into a police motorcycle, prompted the authorities to seek the arrest of the heir to the Red Bull fortune. But Mr. Boruyut fled to Singapore on his private jet.
That's the BBC's Will Leonardo reporting. Four big tech CEOs, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Google's Sundar Pichai, and Apple's Tim Cook, will testify before Congress Wednesday, before the House Judiciary Subcommittee. More at townhall.com. Israel's government's approved a plan to make payments to every adult in the country to ease economic hardship caused by the coronavirus pandemic.
If the government's scheme is approved by Parliament, it'll involve a sliding scale of one-off payments. A single adult will receive just over $200. A family with three or more children will get nearly $900. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, says the plan will help stimulate the economy. But some have criticized the mass payment scheme, arguing that the aid should be handed out in a more targeted way. It's been suggested that the Prime Minister is just trying to buy off many Israelis who are increasingly angry with his handling of the pandemic.
That's the BBC Alan Johnston reporting. Number of fires in Brazil's Pantanal, world's biggest tropical wetlands, more than doubled in the first half of 2020. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
Crime solver, Nero Wolfe. And then later, Paul Barnes stops by, providing the voice of Police Inspector Jerry Browning, and all the other characters as well, in one from Calling All Detectives. The creator of this first one was born with the full name Rex Todd Hunter Stout in Noblesville, Indiana, way back in 1886, the sixth of nine children. As a child, he was recognized as a prodigy in arithmetic and later studied at the University of Kansas. But he quit school to enlist in the U.S. Navy, and he spent 2 years as a warrant officer working aboard the yacht of President Theodore Roosevelt. After the Navy, Stout began to write, and he published three novels before he concentrated on the mystery genre. His first Nero Wolfe novel, Fertile Lance, was published in 1934, and more than 70 more Nero Wolfe books and stories would follow. In 1959, he would win the Mystery Writers of America Grandmaster Award. Rex Stout would die in 1975 at the ripe old age of 88. Of course, his character also would show up in movies, on television, and yes, radio. Both Santos Ortega and Francis X. Bushman spent time as Wolf, but the best-remembered actor to voice the gargantuan gourmet on radio will be featured right now. Joining Sidney Greenstreet will be Larry Dobkin as Archie Goodwin and Bill Johnstone as Police Inspector Kramer. The Case of the Beautiful Archer is from November 24, 1950.
Ladies and gentlemen, that phone bell means exciting adventure. Hello? Hello? The handsome young man answering the phone is Archie Goodwin.
A mountain of a man engrossed in deep thought in the oversized armchair is Nero Wolf.
Hey, boss. Oh, Mr. Wolf. Mr. Wolf. There's a guy on the phone wants us to take a case. Seems that someone was mad at a guy who was mad, and now this guy on the phone is mad, wants us to find out who did the killing. What do you say, Mr. Wolf? We need the money. Hello? Yes, Mr. Wolf says he'll be happy to take the case. Just present yourself and a check for $2,000 at 601 West 35th Street at 11 o'clock. Mr. Wolf can't wait till you get here. He's dying to go to work. Goodbye. Greatest detective in the world. The only trouble is, he is.
Yes, listeners, Archie is so right. He is the greatest detective in the world, and the fattest, and the least energetic. He's Nero Wolf, created by Rex Stout, and brought to you over this NBC network in a new series of adventures by Mr. Sidney Greenstreet. Tonight, it's The Case of the Beautiful Archer. That's a good title. And it was a good case, too. It began in the consulting room of Dr. Raynard Townley of the Townley Sanitarium, a skip and a jump north of Nyack, New York, when a very lovely young lovely glared across the desk at the good doctor.
Shall we pretend you don't know who I am, Dr. Townley?
How could we possibly do that, my dear Diana Lawrence? 23 years old, daughter of one of our better-known sculptors, Michael Lawrence. You were born in Johannesburg, educated in London and Paris, and live at present 100 yards from here in your father's cottage on Berry Hill Lane. How's that?
It's intended to be staggering, isn't it?
You take no cream or sugar in your coffee, were winner of the Women's National Archery Tournament for 1947, and have an exceedingly high temper.
Let's stop the nonsense. You have an inpatient here named Willard Garth. Well, Willard Garth happens to be my fiancé.
Yes, he has mentioned the fact during his analysis.
And, well, has he by any chance mentioned his reasons for suddenly refusing to see me during the past 5 weeks?
He didn't have to, Miss Lawrence.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean that I recommended he give you up as a bad job.
What? Well, I suppose you had some purpose in saying what you did.
Of course. I'm the boy's doctor. You think you're in love with Willard Garth, I know, but actually, you're infatuated with the Garth millions.
You take a lot on yourself, don't you, Doctor?
I consider it important to relieve Willard of all painful external pressure.
You've done well for Willard, Dr. Townley, relieving him of me.
I think so.
Now, let's see you relieve yourself of me.
You, purchased the gun for this occasion, Miss Lawrence?
Yes.
And what exactly do you hope to accomplish with it?
A quick and complete reversal of your decision about me. I'm not as easy to handle as Willard is, you see. And if you intend to ruin my life, then I intend to end yours, here and now.
The phone is ringing.
Let it ring.
Just as you say. It's the house phone, Miss Lawrence. It may be Willard, you know.
Oh, Willard?
Yes, he usually phones me from his room at about this time every day.
Oh. Well, all right. Answer it, but be careful what you say.
You're in command, it seems. Hello? Oh, why, hello. I thought it would be you, Willard. Look, my boy, Diana Lawrence is here. I've had a talk with her, and I've reconsidered my opinion. Yes, yes, I'm quite serious. If you're at all sensible, you see her regularly and plan on a marriage as soon as you're discharged. Yes. Oh, you do? Very well, I'll see if she'll talk to you. Miss Lawrence.
Yes?
Do you want to speak with him?
Give me the phone.
Of course. Here you are, and I'll take this gun. There we are. Now, stand away, Miss Lawrence.
But Willard, Willard's on the phone.
Willard's not on the phone. No one was on the phone. The ring came from the push-button bell under my desk here.
Oh.
Sometimes I find it convenient to interrupt my consultations with a phone call.
Oh, you smug, deceitful, self-sufficient...
Murder is a vexatious business. You'll be grateful to me one day.
All right. Give me my gun and let me go.
The gun, I'm afraid, stays with me. Here in this Majolica cabinet. I'd scarcely feel justified in trusting you with it. And now, with your permission, or without it, the interview is ended.
Later that day, the phone in the Lawrence house on Berry Hill Lane began to jingle. And this time it was no phony.
Hello?
Diana?
Yes?
Willard, darling. Diana, darling, it's Willard.
Imagine. Has the doctor let you use the telephone just as if you were a great big adult?
Oh, I've got to see you, sweetheart, and I didn't call you to argue. Love, beauty, understanding, that's what matters. Isn't it? Isn't it?
Do I hear the overtones of a change of heart?
Oh, Diana, what's happened wasn't my fault. He poisoned me against you.
Then why don't you walk out of that amateur nut house and stand up like a man?
I probably shall, Diana. Now, please listen to me. He's letting me have the limousine tonight from 8 until 12. I want us to go for a ride and talk until everything is clear. Clear as a bell, my baby.
Don't tell me he's trusting you to drive.
Oh, no. No, one of the handymen here will chauffeur us. Oh, say you'll come, Diana. Will you? Say it. Say yes. Say you will.
Well, yes, Willard. I'll be glad to.
Oh, 8 o'clock, then?
8.
Oh, bless you. Bless you, my angel.
Oh, so that's it. You want my father's money. That's what you love, not me.
Willard, the chauffeur will hear you.
It's the way Townley says it is. He's right. He's right.
Oh, why did I let you talk me into this? What a fool I was to have come at all. You're sick inside, Willard. So utterly, hopelessly sick.
Oh. Oh, so now I'm hopelessly sick.
Yes. Yes, you are.
You're trying to confuse me. Take advantage of me. Wind me around your finger. Just because I love you too much. That's it. That's my illness. Of course, I see it now. You. You're the thing I must get rid of. You with your beautiful, beautiful face and your twisted values. You're at the bottom of all my agony.
Willard! Willard!
I'm saving myself. I'm saving myself. Once you're dead, the sickness is ended. I'll be safe. I'll be safe.
Willard!
Dr. Townley?
Yes.
Come in. Mr. Wolf's been expecting you.
Come in, Dr. Townley. Come in. Have a chair.
Thank you, Mr. Wolf. I'm so happy you've agreed to take this case.
Have a glass of beer.
Oh, no. Never at this time of morning, thank you.
Well, Doctor, the newspapers check with what you told me. The girl and young Garth went out for a ride in your limousine last night. The car was driven by one of your handymen.
But that's right. Haynes, his name is.
And they never came back. Young Garth was found dead in the car with 2 bullets in him. The girl was gone, and also Haynes, the handyman chauffeur.
Correct, sir.
Have you any idea where he could be?
No, sir.
And the young lady, tell me about her.
She's Diana Lawrence, daughter of Michael Lawrence.
The sculptor?
The sculptor. She lives with him in a small cottage near my sanatorium on Berry Hill Lane. An extremely aggressive and self-centered female with more than a slight flair for violence.
Your description might easily lead me to suspect her of this murder, sir.
Well, I'm aware of that. And I don't think you'd be far off the mark. As I told you on the phone, she tried to murder me yesterday morning.
The police have made no headway in locating her?
No. The homicide division has contacted her father, but he's remained quite noncommittal. He simply says that he's sure she's incapable of killing a fly and that he hasn't laid eyes on her since 8 o'clock last night.
Highly suspicious behavior.
She was unquestionably in the car with young Garth when he was murdered.
She wasn't alone in the car with him.
You're referring to Haynes?
Yes, but he can't be found either, remember?
It appears that he failed to list his address on his job application. But somehow, Mr. Wolf, I'm quite sure he'll show up this afternoon.
Somehow, Dr. Towney, if I were you, I wouldn't be quite so sure. We must begin by facing the initial problem of locating our suspects. Archie.
Yes, sir.
Get out the car and drive up to the house on Berry Hill Lane.
And then?
There you will ask Mr. Michael Orrens to be sensible enough to cooperate with us in finding his daughter.
And if the answer is no?
I recommend, Archie, that you flatly refuse to take it.
Mr. Lawrence was no simple baby to handle. He was in a studio when I walked in, chiseling on a statue of a boy and a girl, both wearing less clothes than the law allows. And before I got a chance to state my name, he commenced giving me a free lecture on the marble work of art.
She's good. Really good. She's practically superb. The Ariadne.
The what Ariadne?
The girl in the statue.
Oh.
That's Ariadne. Tragic nymph of Greek mythology. Don't tell me you're not familiar with Apollo and Ariadne.
All right, I won't.
The Apollo, on the other hand, is unfinished. The face, you see, it lacks something. The passion of yearning, Olympian desire. And yet, you know, the two figures have motion.
Like your daughter?
Eh?
Your daughter, Diana, she's got motion also. As I hear it, she's been in motion ever since she murdered Willard Garth last night in the back end of a limousine.
So you're another flatfoot.
Not exactly. I'm paid in private by Nero Wolfe.
Nero Wolfe?
Yeah.
You don't mean that a credible man like Wolfe thinks Diana killed young Garth?
Well, he'd like to talk over the possibility with her.
How laughable. Look at that face. Is there anything of the murderous in a face like that?
In a face like what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Diana posed for the Ariadne, you see. And the likeness is exact. You think a girl of this type, classic, sensitive, civilized, could descend to the clumsy, brute level of murder?
Well, it's a little hard to imagine.
There. Even you agree with me.
On the other hand...
Shall we discuss the other hand over a cup of coffee? I'm quite exhausted.
If you insist.
I do. Sit down and inhale the atmosphere of culture at its source. There's a pot warming on the stove.
Pot of what? Coffee or culture? Well, wait and see what he means. Never ignore a phone call. Those might be something important. Yes?
This is Diana, Father.
Oh, yes, Diana.
It's all over the papers.
Yes, I know.
Well, I don't think they'll find me where I am, and I'm staying here until things quiet down a little.
Where are you, honey?
What did you say?
I said, where are you?
You said, honey. Daddy, you never call me honey.
I know, it's because I'm excited. Where are you, sweetheart?
Well, you mustn't let anybody find out.
Not a soul in the world. Where are you?
Well, you know where Pine Pike turns off to the left beyond Bartsville?
Yes.
Well, I'm...
Call me later, Angel.
But, Father,
Oh, get that motorman's number.
You will live, my friend, but not long if you don't control your curiosity.
With that mallet you hit me, what was the big idea?
You really have to ask that question. Weren't you trying to trick my daughter into disclosing her whereabouts?
The police are pretty interested in her whereabouts.
Then let them find her. But you can't be surprised, my friend, if I choose to protect Diana's interests.
You're listening to Nero Wolfe on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this short intermission.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Momarsh Blinds into the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit momarsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Well, one thing's for sure about this COVID-19 pandemic, most of us have had a lot of time to consume a lot of content. But instead of binging on Netflix and Amazon Prime, Classic Radio Club is making it easy to go for a trip into yesteryear with old-time radio dramas. Carl Amari is the founder.
You know, we work with the rights holders, so we're provided the master recordings. We pay royalties for the broadcast and sale of these radio shows. ClassicRadioClub.com is for those people who just want to be sent 10 shows each month. It's 5 hours a month of material that I select because I'm going through a library of over 100,000 shows, and I pick really great, rare, interesting programs, write about them, and send this to them as part of a club.
Check it out, ClassicRadioClub.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Adventures of Nero Wolf on When Radio Was.
So he's working on an Apollo and Ariadne, is he, Archie?
Who cares about Apollo and Ariadne? The point is how he worked on my gourd.
That, of course, is unfortunate, my boy. But... you get that piece?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Inspector Kramer.
Hold it. For you. Here.
Thanks. Yes?
Wolf?
How are you, Inspector?
I hear you're in on the Garth killing.
Not very deeply, I am afraid. We are still trying to locate the Lawrence girl.
Well, you can forget about that.
Yes?
Yes. We've already located her and released her on a habeas corpus.
That sounds interesting.
Her father had a lawyer on our heads before she was in here 10 minutes.
Too bad you couldn't have held on to her.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not so sure we want her.
Why not?
Well, first of all, it's not likely she did it.
No?
No. Ballistics stated that the bullets that killed Willard Garth were not fired from point-blank range, and she was sitting beside him on the back seat.
I see.
Also, we found the murder weapon in the grass near where the limousine was parked, and she admitted it was hers.
That sounds like a poor reason to release her.
Well, the point is she wasn't in possession of the gun when the killing happened. At least so she says.
No, who was?
The doctor.
What doctor?
Townley. The guy who runs that sanitarium. According to her, he took the gun away from her for safekeeping at noon yesterday.
There was a little more talk between them, something about fresh cigar ashes that were found in the dashboard ashtray of the limousine. After that, the boss hung up and exerted himself enough to put a call through to the Townley Sanatorium.
I'm afraid the doctor is very busy just now.
So am I, and my business happens to be highly important.
Well, I'll say you called, Mr. Wolf, and I'll ask him to contact you just as soon as he has a free moment.
Do you happen to have a free moment, miss?
Why, yes, sir.
Could you spend it by telling me if that handyman, Mr. Haynes, is being located?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, he has. One of the staff just found out where he lives, Mr. Wolf.
Well?
He has a little cottage at 206 Dockside Road. That's out near Sheepshead Bay.
Thank you. Archie.
I'm going someplace, I suppose.
You are? You're going to Sheepshead Bay.
Hello there.
Hmm?
Looking for a guy I can't find.
Oh?
Yeah, his name is Haynes. Stopped at the cottage up there, but there's no one there. And I saw you here on the wharf fishing, so I...
What did you say his name is?
Haynes. H-A-I-N-E-S.
Oh, Haynes.
Yeah, do you know him?
Well, there's a fella named Hines used to fish
out
here.
No, not Hines. Haines.
Couldn't be Honeyberg?
No, it couldn't be. The name is Haines. H-A-I-N...
Haines! Give me a hand here, eh?
Well, what do you know?
Funny, huh? That guy seems to think my name is Haines.
Yeah, so do I.
You do?
Yes, I... I got back to our house soaked to the skin and minus Haines, and just in time to see the boss in the exhausting process of walking across the room to answer the phone.
Hello?
This is Dr. Townley. You called me.
So I did.
About the matter?
More specifically, about the statement from Diana Lawrence that you removed a firearm from her possession yesterday morning.
That's quite correct. It's here in my Majolica cabinet.
Is it?
Of course it is.
I suggest you check.
Just a moment. Mr. Wolf.
Yeah?
I'd like to see you at once.
The gun, I suppose, has vanished.
What? How did you know?
Because it is a ballistics, Doctor. It turned out to be the gun that killed Willard Garth.
I see.
Do you?
Yes, and I understand everything now. It's all so crystal clear.
Just how crystal clear?
I'm quite certain, Mr. Wolf, that I can put my finger on the killer.
Then I think it'd be well if you came here immediately.
No, I'm afraid it's impossible, sir. There's an important operation scheduled, and I simply cannot leave.
What do you suggest?
Well, is it outside the realm of possibility that you come here? Is it, Mr. Wolf? Hello, Mr. Wolf. Mr. Wolf?
When my boss has to leave the house, it's a major tragedy. Sometimes he rages, sometimes he curses the whole detective business, lock, stock, and barrel. And sometimes he keeps very quiet and grips the side of the car desperately and tries not to inhale any fresh air. This was one of the quiet times.
Just go slowly, Archie, but get there as quickly as you can.
Oh, you don't want a chauffeur, Mr. Wolf. What you need is a magician.
Keep your eye on the road and don't strain yourself to make superfluous witticisms.
Why don't you try relaxing a little? I hear there hasn't been a man-eating tiger sighted on the Sawmill River Parkway in the last 500 years.
Your liberty is out of order. Don't try to make light of a deplorable situation.
Well, here's the sanatorium. And there's Dr. Townley coming to meet us.
It's terribly nice of you to have come, Mr. Wolf. I've heard about your aversion to traveling, and I appreciate your going to the trouble.
Don't mention it. Oh, Archie, help me out with my other arm.
Yeah. There we are. Now, calm down. You're all in one piece.
I think you'll find the trip highly profitable, Mr. Wolf. You'll consider it time very well.
Hey. Hey, what's the matter?
What is it? What happened?
He's been shot.
Hardly likely. There wasn't a sound.
This kind of shot doesn't make a sound, boss.
What do you mean?
Better take a look for yourself. There's an arrow in his back, and he's dead. We remembered that Dr. Townley had said Diana Lawrence had won the Women's National Archery Tournament for 1947. The Lawrence house was visible through the trees 100 yards away, so we started for it and the sculptor's studio. There's no one around.
So this is his latest effort, Apollo and Ariadne.
Yeah. Done a little work on it since I was here. The Apollo's face is more finished and... Hey, boss.
Yes?
You know, somehow or other, Apollo looks a little familiar.
I wouldn't be surprised, Archie. I think if you examine him closely... Our host.
You remember me, don't you? I met you once at a dinner party at your house the time they opened the new museum on 67th Street.
Of course, Mr. Lawrence.
And to what do I owe the honor?
It's not much of an honor. Dr. Townley has been murdered.
No.
I am afraid Mr. Goodman is being accurate.
He's been murdered with a bow and arrow. And what does that mean to you, Mr. Lawrence?
I'm sorry. I've been a fool. An awful fool.
You can't blame yourself too much. If you'd cooperated with the police instead of looking out for your daughter's interest, the man would still be alive.
But I assure you that...
Where's the girl?
She should be here now. She phoned me a while ago and said she was coming by for passage money to Rio.
You were looking for me?
Boss.
Diana.
Put the gun down, Angel.
And tie a rope around my neck?
Might I inquire if your plan is to kill us all, Miss Lawrence?
Oh, what would yours be if the world was after you for something you didn't do?
Wouldn't you be willing to risk persuading a jury of that?
Thanks, no. I'll skip that chance. Father, get me the money.
Diana, sweetheart, don't make me a part of your murders. That's asking too much of love.
Don't you know I'm not guilty?
No, Diana, I don't.
Leave that gun away, Diana.
Haynes!
Looks like I walked in on the nose.
That's him, boss, the guy who soused me.
Take a little of your own advice. Relax, Archie. What do you want here, Mr. Haynes?
I want to give up and try to straighten out this little deal. Mr. Lawrence.
Yes?
Here's your money back. You got a right to call me a welcher. I promised I wouldn't give evidence against the girl, and you paid my price. But enough is enough, and right here and now I'm unloading.
Just what does this mean?
It means I saw her do it.
You stupid, lying rotten...
Oh, yeah.
Grab her, Archie. Grab her. Get the pair of them out of here.
What can I say to myself now? What can I do?
I'm sorry, Mr. Lawrence, but it's not necessary to eat your heart out. Many fathers before you have done their best and failed.
But I had a special duty toward Diana.
Special duty?
Yes. Well, you see, you'll find it out sooner or later, so I'd best tell you now. I'm not her real father. I adopted her 9 years ago when she was 14.
I see.
And I should never have done it. I realize now that I wasn't equal to the task.
Well, all's not lost yet. They may not convict her, you know.
Eh?
I said they may not convict her.
But how could they fail to convict her? She killed Garth, didn't she?
Did she?
She shot him.
But the gun was in Townley's possession.
She could easily have stolen that. She could have broken into his office later. It wasn't locked.
What wasn't locked?
The Majolica cabinet. I mean...
I believe you mean what you said, Lawrence, the Majolica cabinet. Now, for the life of me, I can't see how you could know whether it was locked or not unless you had the experience of opening it. Could it be that you went looking for the gun yourself after Townley said he had confiscated it? That you killed Townley with a bow and arrow, which you handle as well as your daughter, because he was just on the point of telling me that you knew where the gun was and that you were the likeliest murder suspect?
You must be mad.
Oh, sir, not I. But you are mad and more than a little. You hated Willard Garth. It was you who were making the marriage impossible. You loathed him, and in the end, you killed him.
How could I have killed him?
I'll tell you a little secret, Mr. Lawrence. The police found cigar ash in the dashboard tray of the death car. Chemical analysis showed that the ash was from an El Adoro cigar. What have you got in your left hand, sir?
In my... An El Adoro cigar. And in my right hand, a derringer.
Powerful and admirable little weapon, Lawrence.
I suggest you show proper respect for it by dropping all this here and now.
You don't wish to hear me say the rest, that you were horribly in love with Diana, your own adopted daughter, in love and hopelessly, eternally frustrated? You begrudge me the triumph of accusing you of having bribed Haynes to let you take his place at the driver's seat of the limousine, and further bribed and threatened him into putting on his show of merry pranks and false confessions to confuse us all beyond measure.
You said I loved Diana. Would I do all this to her if I did?
Oh, but of course, such love as yours is really hate. You were content to see her dead rather than relinquish her. Like all miserly, small-hearted men, you would rather kill the thing you love than muster the generosity necessary to seeing it attain happiness.
That's enough out of you.
I should think it was much too much.
It is.
Archie, my boy, I'm grateful to you both for coming back into the house when you did and for being such a good shot.
Hope you remember that next time you feel like insulting me. Tell me, what's with that cigar ash routine? Who told you the ashes in the limousine were from an El Adoro, boss? I never heard anything about that.
As a matter of fact, neither did I. No one could possibly have determined the brand by any chemical means in existence. I knew that, you see, and I took the long chance that Lawrence didn't.
Oho. But I still don't get the mainspring of the deal. How did you know he was in love with Diana?
That was genius, I have to admit it. You see, it all hinged on the statue of Apollo and Ariadne. According to the Greek myth, Apollo fell deeply in love with a nymph, but because they were of different worlds, he was condemned to pursue her always and never to catch her.
Well, what's that got to do with the price of eggs?
Isn't it perfectly obvious? Didn't he tell you that Diana had posed for the Ariadne?
Yeah, but I still don't...
And you yourself remarked on the fact that the finished Apollo looked somehow familiar, didn't you, Archie?
Yeah. Yeah, I did, boss.
Don't you know why that was?
You mean that...
I mean that Michael Lawrence unconsciously revealed the true state of his heart. He didn't intend to, I suppose. But precisely and accurately, he chiseled the features of the tortured god in his very own image.
Oh.
And speaking of torture, Archie...
Yeah?
Will we be home in time for dinner?
Oh, boss, you can't be that hungry.
Oh, yeah, I am. Good heavens, Archie. Do you realize that I haven't eaten since lunch?
You have been listening to The New Adventures of Nero Wolfe, starring Sidney Greenstreet. Tonight's transcribed story by Peter Berry was based on the characters created by Rex Stout. This is an Edwin Fadiman program produced and directed by J. Donald Wilson. In the cast were Larry Dobkin as Archie Goodwin and G.G. Pearson, Ted Von Eltz, Bill Johnstone, Peter Leeds, and Jay Novello.
That was The Case of the Beautiful Archer from November 24, 1950. As you just heard, Sidney Greenstreet was joined by a stellar radio cast, including Larry Dobkin as Archie and Bill Johnstone as Inspector Kramer. Johnstone would also spend 5 years in the role of Lamont Cranston, a.k.a. The Shadow, and he was Lieutenant Ben Guthrie on the 1950s cop drama The Lineup. Dobkin, meanwhile, he spent time as Ellery Queen and was a regular on a number of series, including Gunsmoke, Suspense, Escape, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Well, I'm your host, Greg Bell, and usually coming up next on Win Radio was the latest Johnny Dollar storyline. But we are postponing the beginning of the next Bob Bailey-led insurance investigator serial. Why? Because they play out over 5 weeks, and the one we have scheduled features a Christmas theme. So by waiting 1 week, we can time it out so it wraps up on the Friday before Christmas. In its place this week, a different kind of investigator. Jerry Browning, as voiced by Paul Barnes, and calling all detectives right after this.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother-of-pearl, his handle unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter.
James Stewart stars as the six-shooter in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gray Steel.
You're going to let him kill me, huh?
Nobody's going to kill you, Robbie. Now, you just sit tight.
Cash! Cash, I'm coming out!
This ain't your affair, Brad. I told you that.
It's my affair now!
Save $15 on The Six Shooter, Gray Steel, today. It's regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it right now for only $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Order The Six Shooter, Gray Steel, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOT33. This offer is available for a limited time only to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and a smell of gun smoke.
Radiospirits.com wants to bring you around to our Dog Days of Summer sale with William Conrad as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon in Gunsmoke at 50% off. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE50 to pay half price on every Gunsmoke collection today.
I don't want to hear your talk, Kircher. Let's get this over.
When this summer sale is over, it won't be back. So don't let it ride off into the sunset without you. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE50. That's SMOKE50 at Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 to save 50% on every Gunsmoke CD box set now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh blinds into the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, as we spend the rest of this show with the very skilled Paul Barnes. He'll handle all the voices in this one. And just like the Nero Wolf we just played, it will begin with the ringing of a phone. This is from November 30th, 1948.
Calling all detectives. When a stock market analyst called a market trend wrong, what it cost him was his own life. That is the situation on this page from my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. Take a tip from me, Jerry Browning, private detective. It's never safe to make any predictions. The stock ticker at one corner of the office was rapping out a combination of letters and numbers. But John Pettigrew, the stock market analyst, didn't hear it because he was dead. His body lay slumped over the desk. His hand, dangling over the side of his chair, still held the gun. While the homicide squad men went through their routine movements, I talked with pink-cheeked, white-haired Harold McCormick, head of the Securities Exchange Board.
Mr. Browning, this proves that a man can become so engrossed in his work that he loses all sense of comparative values.
I nodded. Yeah? I guess you're right, Mr. McCormick. The suicide note seems to be genuine. Under the circumstances, just what do you expect me to do? McCormick looked uncomfortable.
Don't misunderstand me, Mr. Browning. I'm sure Pettigrew killed himself because the market analysis he sent out to his subscribing clients proved completely inaccurate. However, I would like to know why he made so complete a mistake.
I kept staring at the stock ticker, which had stopped working altogether. This thing hasn't been working much. I suppose that means a dull market session.
Yes, it does. The market is sluggish and off a bit, instead of being very active and sharply up. It's the first time in 3 years that Pettigrew has failed to predict a major trend accurately. And as you read from his suicide note, it preyed on his mind to the point where he took his own life.
I turned my back on the stock ticker. I'll accept the case, Mr. McCormick, but I warn you, I don't believe a man would kill himself over one error of judgment in 3 years. A well-known stock market analyst appeared to have taken his own life because a report he sent out was wrong. There was nothing I could do in Pettigrew's office while the police were working there, so I went on down to the securities exchange floor. It didn't take an expert to realize that there wasn't much of anything doing at the moment. But about 10 minutes later, several newcomers came onto the floor. And minutes after that, for no reason that I could see, the whole floor suddenly came to life. Men were shouting across the room to one another, wig-wagging signals and dashing about wildly. Alongside of me, Harold McCormick, head of the Securities Exchange Board, shouted into my ear,
"This is astounding. The bull market has arrived only 48 hours after Pettigrew predicted that it would."
Mr. McCormick's name got me a swift interview with Tom Caldwell, who was supposed to be the smartest stock trader in town. Mr. Caldwell, I guess you made a lot of money on today's bull market. Would you mind giving me some idea of how you figured out that a price rise was in the offing? Caldwell leaned back in his chair and laughed.
Simple, Browning, very simple. I pay John Pettigrew $1,500 a year for his market analysis service, and I have implicit faith in him. He predicted this rise, and I merely rolled with the tide.
I sighed. Mr. Caldwell, don't you know that Pettigrew killed himself this morning because he thought his analysis was all wrong?
No. I didn't know. I had no idea.
Well, you know now.
It's
Shrewd, cynical Joe Morton is the financial editor of the Daily Sentinel. He told me, Jerry, nobody knows what makes the stock market go up or down. Some people base their market fluctuation systems on sunspot cycles. You think I'm kidding, but that's a sober truth. The fact is, if enough people think it'll go up, it goes up. And the opposite is just as true. I'm sorry, Jerry, but that's all I can tell you.
Stay tuned. We've got more of Calling All Detectives coming up right after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Own a pet. And if you've ever owned a pet, you've certainly at one time or another lost that pet. Well, that's where Spot On comes in. Sung Vivathana is CEO.
So the Spot On Virtual Smart Fence, it's the first and only dog containment and tracking system that lets you take your dog in the Spot On system wherever you go. With our patented technology, you can easily program a containment area simply by just holding the collar with the antenna up in your hand and walk the perimeter that you intend to keep your dog contained. Now, you can do this at home, you can do it at the beach, you can do it camping, you can do it at a friend's house. The entire system is in a collar, and you have a smartphone app that works with the collar.
You heard right, a virtual fence. So what happens if your pet ventures past that fence? We'll have that tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track, as well as drivers like you and me on the street, for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Hey guys, I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
And now let's get back to Calling All Detectives on When Radio Was.
I spent what was left of the day interviewing half a dozen or so market analysts. And the gist of what they told me was,
obviously, sir, the market will go up when it doesn't go down, or stabilize within tight limit. My prediction for this month was optimistic, with cautious overtones, and suggested that after a necessary readjustment period, changes might be anticipated in one direction or another.
In other words, you didn't come right out and predict a sharp market increase the way Pettigrew did.
Well, no, I didn't. Nobody did, except Pettigrew.
At police headquarters, Lieutenant Dawson told me,
Jerry, we haven't been able to find out where Pettigrew got a revolver. He certainly didn't have a permit to own one.
Dawson, I think Pettigrew was murdered. And what's more, I don't think it's going to be too hard to find out who did it. Mr. Mr. McCormick, the head of the Securities Exchange Board, looked unhappy as the police accountants began working their way through the list of the day's stock transactions.
This is very irregular. I only consented to meet you gentlemen here in the interests of justice, and I trust you realize the very highly confidential nature of these records.
Don't worry, Mr. McCormick. The only person we're after is a murderer. Dawson came over to me.
We've got all the figures, Jerry. You were right.
I turned to McCormick. I'm sorry, sir, but I'll have to ask you to come with us. Tom Caldwell, the stock trader, had a fine big home in one of the best suburbs. He told Dawson...
Yes, Mr. Pettigrew and I were very good friends. As a matter of fact, we spent several days together up at my hunting lodge, and he seemed in very good spirits at the time.
I smiled at him. Mr. Caldwell, the two of you got back only last night, didn't you? I didn't wait for his answer. You left for your hunting lodge immediately after Pettigrew prepared his market letter and sent it out to his subscribers. Since you didn't return until last night, it was not until this morning that Pettigrew learned what was in his letter. Caldwell turned pale.
I don't understand you, Mr. Browning. Since Pettigrew wrote his own letter, he obviously knew its contents.
I shook my head. Not this time he didn't. Because the letter that went out was not the letter he wrote. Pettigrew let no one see his letters in advance lest any news of his predictions leak out. That's why you could work a substitution, because you were the only man he trusted. You prepared a false letter predicting a general market rise, knowing that Pettigrew's prestige would create such a rise, at least temporarily. That's why today, while all other traders were buying, you were selling stock you had bought last week in anticipation of this rise. And that's also why you forced Pettigrew to write a suicide note at gunpoint and then killed him, so that he could not repudiate the counterfeit letter sent out over his signature. Mr. Caldwell, you're under arrest for murder. We had to pile up a lot of evidence to make him do it. But finally, Caldwell did confess. We tracked the revolver to him. We proved that Caldwell had taken the Pettigrew market letters to the post office. In fact, we did everything but find the original Pettigrew letters, which Caldwell had destroyed. The market went into a nosedive following Caldwell's arrest. Then, the next day, it started a 3-week climb that carried it to a new high for the year. And don't ask me why. Sunspots, maybe. Like I said, stock markets may be unpredictable, but when it comes to crime, you can't ever sell justice short.
From November 30th, 1948, Calling All Detectives, with Paul Barnes as the voice of Jerry Browning and all the other characters as well. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we played an episode of The New Adventures of Nero Wolfe, starring Sidney Greenstreet, best remembered for his film roles opposite Humphrey Bogart in The Maltese Falcon and Casablanca. While Greenstreet was heard as Wolf for that series' entire 6-month run, a number of different actors rotated into the sidekick role of Archie Goodwin. I will detail that and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents Music by Moonlight, 60 instrumental easy listening favorites on 3 CDs. Relaxed, your instrumental favorites like Greensleeves by Acker Bilk, Theme from a Summer Place by Percy Faith and his orchestra, Beautiful Dreamer by Mantovani, and many more. This 60-song compilation today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code MOON77. Moonlight Bay with Billy Vaughn and his orchestra, and discover Love Letters in the Sand with the Three Sons by ordering Music by Moonlight now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention promo code MOON77 for reduced shipping. This 3-CD set of timeless instrumental hits can be yours today for only $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code MOON77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I mentioned that during the 6-month run of The New Adventures of Nero Wolfe, Sidney Greasy was heard as the title character. But oddly, multiple actors spent time in the sidekick role. Wolfe's leg man, Archie Goodwin, was voiced by Larry Dobkin, Gerald Moore, Wally Mayer, Harry Bartell, Herb Ellis, Lamont Johnson, and Louis Van Ruten. It was explained that the series was not doing well in the ratings, and the producers refused to believe the problem was Green Street, so they kept trying different actors as Archie. Ultimately, it didn't work, and the series left the air in late April of 51. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and be sure to visit us online. We're located at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.